Blog Talk Radio.
The Mutual UFO Network was established in 1969 as a nonprofit volunteer organization dedicated to the scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity. MUFON's goals are to objectively investigate UFO sightings and collect the data in the MUFON database for use by researchers worldwide, and to educate the public on the UFO phenomenon and its potential impact on society. The Mutual UFO Network is recognized as the leading UFO research and investigative organization on the planet, thanks to MUFON's vast network of dedicated volunteers, like-minded individuals who share the same interest in being part of a group that has brought UFO investigations into the new millennium. Are you interested in becoming a member of MUFON? There's never been a better time to join the network. So for more information, log on to MUFON.com. That's www.mufon.com.
Hello, world. This is TJ Morris and friends for the ET radio show, and we're glad to be alive on planet Earth, this blue marble going through space, and we're all about alien civilizations exist, and believe it or not, America is called the New Atlantis, and we're all excited because tonight is our party night, Friday night, when we have our meet and greet. And, you know, new people are welcome to come in, and we're getting ready for 2013, and we're real excited tonight because Tommy Hawksblood, our Ace Folklife president of Hawaii, is planning to have a conference for us with our associate guides. And Janet and I are all excited because we're probably going to get to play, too. I may even have to sign some checks. I'm not excited about that, but, you know. Yeah, I think we're still going in 2013 signing, you know, having to use banks. But anyway, well, you know, my husband says I need to calm down about the bank thing. So, you know, I'm not putting all my money under my mattress or nothing. So you guys know we still use banks until you guys can come up with something else in the world. So if I was a little hard on people last night, my husband's ready to quit me, divorce me. He's going to put big painted letters, Tom's truck, not TJ's, because we got two trucks. I mean, it's getting desperate here, folks. You know, you know how it is. I'm a white female Caucasian with a white husband down in the South, and we're both living in Kentucky, supposed to be neutral, independent sort of people. So anyway, I'm happy. I'm alive after last night's show. I didn't think it was that bad. We'll ask Steve later, you know, at the end of the last hour of the show when we can be more open. But for right now, we're about ET time, New Atlantis, future is timeless. Tonight's about having fun and how we're going to have this whole Friday night, get to meet each other and all that stuff in the future. And right now, it's looking February 21st through 24th, but we'll talk about that later at the last hour of the show, because tonight's New Atlantis, new beginning, going through the Ascension Center Enlightenment process. Staging the future is your life story with you as the author. I offer a communication tool as a TJ Morris ET Talk Action of Communication Online Practicing Skills as Speechcraft for my Ace Folklife Historical Archivist Club members and ACO Associated Consultant Organization, which is actually, according to the federal government, the Ascension Center Organization, because I had to file a federal ID. I still have to play by all the rules. So we are the Ascension Center Enlightenment classes, and we're about art, culture, education classes. We're about, believe it or not, entertainment. I have TJ Morris Entertainment Organization that I represent people as an agent in music and, you know, getting to go up and be on shows in New York and sometimes California, stuff like that. And science, I got a lot of friends that write books and that are scientists, because we got like author Robert Stephen Thomas with Intelligent Intervention, and engineers and history. Of course, we have Cindy that represents history, and Cindy Mueller. She's a teacher with a master's degree in education and history. She's got two of them. We've got Dr. Sasha Lesson in history. He's a PhD from UCLA. And Janet is an emotional therapist, but she's more like with me. She's going to represent our feminine divine and our tarot deck, so she's more paranormal, metaphysical, but she likes to play ET, folks, so she prefers to be on my Wednesday ET or Monday ET show, and Friday's all about fun and the future and America and the New Atlantis and conferences and how we're going to represent all these people and bring them all in because it's one big party. And you know when you're mingling on a Friday night, you got everybody. So we offer them the Ace Folk Life or to talk about folk life, ancient astronauts, TV shows, movies, books, authors. We share our co-creations and our individual life stories as biographies and author biographies while preparing our books to become speakers of the future at all our conferences. Now, I'm TJ Morris Entertainment Organization that shares as a radio host and speaker about what I find of similar interest while I assist future authors prepare for their panels, debates, webinars. So I'd like you to join us tonight. You can join us daily on Facebook. You'll find me, TeresaJMorris.com, TeresaJMorris.org, SocialParanormal.com, AlienETUFO.org. A new news is my Body, Mind, Spirit magazine that I've been trying to get Janet to help me on, my Body, Mind, Spirit, because I sort of see her being, you know, in the future helping me with magazines, but that, you know, just because I see it or think it on my screen of mind don't make it happen. So we're still working on her, folks. We've got Planned Information Network, which is actually Planned Information ET Network, because I left out one N. And when I was with GoDaddy, they asked me if I wanted to have it with two N's. I said, no, go ahead and leave it. I like it, Planned Information. It looks like network, but it's actually ET work. So I gave that to Steve, because he's sort of like into the Akashic field and Reiki mastering, and he's been, you know, through some of my path with a lot of my tarot readers and psychics. And so he's holding down my planet and my World Information Network right now, and I just slid over the associate guides because it's brand new tonight. Trying to get Tommy to come on. I don't know if Cindy will be on. Because associate guides is just one extra website that I'm using, but I went ahead and paid a year for that. Then we got TJMorrisET.com, which is this radio show. And we got TJ Morris Entertainment Organization. So these are all my websites, and the government says as long as I got TJ Morris on the front of it, I can have anything I want because I'm the sole owner. So these are all my sole owner websites. Now, I am creating a new one for ACO, but we're working on that because so far, you know, nobody really wants the responsibility or put their name on the checks, including my husband. So I'm still saying, well, okay, I guess I'm still... It's so low, but anyway, to make a long story short, I'm trying to invite friends that I feel like will do the duty, toe the line, do the action, talk action, write action, you know, help me organize, help me do their speaking, because part of life is fun. And the fun part, speaking and talking at, you know, these conferences that I've always been involved in, festivals and all that, because that was a fun thing for me and Toastmasters and government program me that way. They program me towards Toastmasters and computers. So I figure the government can be too far off the mark. But anyway, so Cindy may be joining us tonight. Maybe Tommy. I don't know. Tommy's trying to work and talking to all these different people. We're trying to get organized for the whole new future of 2013. But without further ado, I am going to get over to Janet was here first. Janet knows how to introduce herself properly. So here, with no further ado, for the talk action, speechcraft for tonight, Janet and then Steve of California. So let me punch that button. Okay, Janet, you there?
Hi, yes, it's always that fun male voice, unmuted.
Unmuted. Yeah, unmuted.
Yes, okay, we're here.
Yeah, well, introduce yourself.
I'm calling in from the Ascension Center in Maui, Hawaii, and it's a beautiful day in paradise. It's like Mr. Rogers, but it's over in the tropical jungle. And today's been a pretty good, interesting day. TJ and I, we've been talking about this conference that's coming up, and there's a number of conferences coming up, and they're all exciting. There's you know, supposedly we have all this depression, bad economy, but we just keep doing things. We don't pay attention to it. We don't give it any mind. We say, okay, well, that's what the story is, but we've got work to do because we're here helping humanity evolve, learn, grow, and become everything it can be. So that was exciting to hear, and I guess you're going to have Tommy come on sometime this weekend and explain more about his vision, and he's going to take the helm on this one and make it happen, make it so.
Right, and I want to introduce you officially to Steve Janet. He's in California anchoring our energy with David Farman. And you guys, you know, at the end of the show, we'll talk more about David and his alchemy event. And
we're going to meet. Steve and I will probably meet in about a month's time or less. It's less than a month, right?
And I hope you guys will be representing us as as our associate guide.
Yeah, well, we need
Atlantis
to have our literature ready there, get some flyers.
Yeah, we need to save all that together. Let me get Steve on here and listen.
Okay,
and I told
on.
You. Yeah, I wanted to real quickly mention that he is a webmaster. He's agreed to be our administrator to help us with this conference over here with Tommy anyway. And I told him he could do the one in California. And, of course, David's already agreed to the one over here in Pigeon Forge, you know, on the East Coast. And I'm sure if he knows that Steve and you and me and Tommy will be helping, ourselves, really. We're the ACO, really.
Ourselves.
We're the ACO and associate guides. But I'm telling people that, you know, only the people I like, because it's TJ Morris, ET, and friends. And David had already agreed. He was the first one to agree to, help me with the future in 2013. So apparently he thought he'd be here because I did. But he did agree, so David's going to help me over here. And we don't know if he's going to help us in California yet because they haven't asked him. So we will not commit David to California, but he is committed to Pigeon Forge 2013. So let me get Steve on here. At least Steve can hold the energy for us and anchor us.
Hey,
Steve Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, hey, TJ, and hi, Janet. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Happy Friday.
Happy
Tell us
Friday.
Where you're calling from, Steve, and all that, and sort of what you see.
Oh, yeah, I'm over
California.
Here in, it's about 6 o'clock over here in L.A. County, and still a little bit light out, a little chilly. I'm stepping out in the front yard, and I'm putting a hoodie on so I can stay warm. But we're going to have fun tonight, I guess, so it's up to you, TJ, to tell us what we're going to think about. I've got my own ideas of what's fun, and I think Janet probably knows what I'm talking about, but that's up to you, TJ, to decide.
Well,
now we get to go in that direction.
Okay, well, right now, folks, we always have a lot of people in the chat room like we do. Hi, guys. Hi, Ancient Soul. Hi, guys. 917. Hello. Yeah, you're waving at me. Hey, Ancient Soul. Okay, why don't y'all tell us what you want to hear about tonight? We're all about the New Atlantis, but America is thought to be the New Atlantis, and we're here in the New Atlantis, and, you know, we're talking about just trying to stay alive as survivors till 12/21/12, and
we're 12/21/12, yes.
So 2013. So we're just going to have a good night and think we're all going into the year 2013, and we're going to create this brand new Atlantis. And as America goes, so goes the world. And you know, we've got all these different topics we can try to bring together at the conference. So, you know, I'm open to any of you guys for what you want to talk about, because the New Atlantis includes everybody in America and the New Atlantis. So New Atlantis, New Beginning is sort of the theme, going through the Ascension Center Enlightenment process, and that's what people will see when they tune in. But the title is ET Time, New Atlantis, Futures Timeless, TJ Morris, ET and Friends. So I'm TJ, these are my friends, and we're going to talk about New Atlantis in the future and going through Ascension and Center Enlightenment process and all the kind of things we'd like to put together at a gathering, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. Now, you heard my Mutual UFO Network. I, as far as I know, I'm either still in or my dues are due, maybe October, November, I don't remember. It may be November 17th, I forget when I joined, but I know it's time for me to send the money. So I'll probably go ahead and join that because one of the guys is really promoting his book called UFOs Over Pennsylvania, And he has agreed to help me with the conference I'm having over here on the East Coast. So he's one of my players because he's already agreed, and his name is John Ventry. And he says you really need to keep with MUFON because, you know, they'll help you at the conference and all that. But then we've chosen Pigeon Forge as a venue based on – I left it totally up to Tommy to be the big cheese this year. Tommy, is that you? Are you on board, or is that Cindy?
It's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. Yeah, I was just talking about you. This is awesome. You're in synergy. You're in tune with me tonight. Great, Tommy. Why don't you introduce yourself, where you're calling from, a little bit about yourself, and we're all excited to hear what you got going for the New Atlantis New Beginning. Tell us what's going on.
Right. Tommy Hawksblood here. I'm on the Big Island of Hawaii. I've been here for a very short time. I just moved back from Maui. And I've been dealing with a lot of stuff going on the islands, actually, with energy and chemtrails and harp system. So I've been so active trying to get information out about that and dealing with the sounds and everything. I know everybody's hearing sounds around the world, different places now, coming from different things, and they have no clue where it's coming from. But it's every night here in Hawaii. So it's pretty interesting trying to deal with that, trying to get people to be aware of it even. I got to talk to my friend Sean. Got some information. I know what he's saying.
Tell us about Sean.
Tommy, what I'm not aware. I'm over here in Maui and still, and we are not getting any sounds. What are you hearing?
I want to hear what Sean said first, because this is about fun and everything. I don't want to bring the energy down tonight, Tommy. So stand by on that, Janet. We'll ask him probably last hour or so. But let's stay pumped because, you know, our people are here waiting to hear what all this New Atlantis and all the stuff we're going to do in the future for Ascension Center Enlightenment, Tommy. So we have a real pumped show. So, Tommy,
okay.
What's Sean?
All right.
But go ahead. It was Sean David Morton, was it not, the famous psychic of the world?
Yeah, I was on his show 2 days ago.
Tell us what Sean had to say.
All right, he went on for about 45 minutes about the chemtrails. We had the biggest meeting on the planet about a month and a half ago. It's bringing more attention to it worldwide. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I mean, that's one of the things we have to stop as far as if we want to save the planet and save the plants and save everything else. But I did talk to him about Hawaii. Now, people live on the island and don't hear it. It's very faint, but it's all night. It starts usually around 3 o'clock in the morning, and it'll last till 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. There's two different sounds that it produces, which I actually brought up on Sean's show, and he let me talk straight out without interrupting me for a long time, which is pretty cool. But basically, they bring the harp boat in. And when I was in Maui, which was only 2 months ago, they had the harp boat going back and forth out in the bay. It's very different than any other boat. If you see it, you'll know, because it's got this giant, giant satellite on the back. It looks like a giant pancake sticking straight up. And they use that to bounce the signals off the ocean, into the ocean. So, yeah, they've been playing with that for a long time. And why I'm on top of that is because the earthquakes have been escalating every week now. And I think that's one of the things we have to work on. I mean, that's one thing we can actually work on together if we all become aware of that. But as far as the conference, which is starting to escalate, get energy into it.
He's going to come to our – now, you got to remember, when Janet was throwing hers, I kept calling it hers. Now, with you, I'll be calling it yours because you're the boss. But we're all going to be here and probably have to – you know, my little group here that we're creating with the show – and, you know, Tommy's agreed we're going to work together as guides, Ascension guides. So did Sean agree that those dates were available? Because it's right before IUFO Congress. I didn't know if you knew that, but we can leave and go straight over to IUFO Congress. But go ahead. Did he agree to come to your conference?
I didn't give him any dates because I didn't talk to him after I talked to you and before. I want to confirm the dates before anything anyway.
Okay. Well, 21st to the 24th is the then the 25th we can rest up one more day and get on the plane because the other one starts on the 26th or 27th for a week. So it's 26 to this 26, 27, 28 at IUFO Congress in Phoenix, and then that February ends, and then you have first, second, and third. So it's a 7-day conference every year, folks, and we've already agreed to promote that. And the reason is we're teaming up with IUFO Congress is actually we got together based on the IUFO Congress, okay? And we're going to invite Bob Dean to this one, Tommy, and Clifford Stone. I've already got their pictures on all my stuff for the last few months since Stargate to the Cosmos. So I just want to say I would like to have them invited. I just don't know how. We can't promise to pay anybody's fees. This is our first one, so we're all getting ourselves to over here. So what all do you, you know, 21st through 24th? Well, anyway, so he agreed that he would like to assist you this with your very first one with your team, right, with our team, the Ascension Center team, Ace Folk Life team.
Well, as soon as I get the dates, I have to give him the dates, and because he lectures a lot. He's in New York City right now lecturing.
Yeah, he's gone all the time, people. He's a professional psychic circuit talker.
I don't know if anybody out there knows Almeen Barton. She's an incredibly spiritual woman. She's getting old right now, but she's teaching Melchizedek's teaching. She has one of the biggest followings as far as speakers out there, spiritual speakers. And I was really close to her, but I cannot get in touch with her for the past couple of years. I don't know what's going on with that, because I thought she would be a nice package to bring along. But I if anybody knows her personally, get in touch with her. But other than that, getting back to the conference, I'm looking forward to setting up something where we're going to have a way for people to learn, communicate with each other, and a self-growth program where they can actually stay in this workshop for a while to help them figure out techniques for their own selves to get out of the condition that they're in. And believe me, most of the people on this planet are pretty conditioned. I'm sure everybody saw The Matrix. But I think they should really watch it again with an open mind, open brain, open thoughts, without no preconceived ideas, and listen to every word said in that movie.
Are you calling The Matrix? Did you just say The Matrix?
Right. Yeah,
darn, I love that movie, and I love Neo. What a coincidence. So you're saying you want to have sort of a Matrix Neo theme? Because I always use a movie for a theme, like we did Stargate for Janet. I always choose one. Are you saying that we can vote or something on that or what?
I think we should.
Wow, Ancient Soul just said, I just saw it again two nights ago in the chat room. Ancient Soul, are you a girl or a boy? I'm sorry, I'll tell Tommy because he can't see you. I'm the only one that can see you guys. Okay, Tommy, I'm going to tell you if somebody's saying something. So tell us about it, and I'll let you know if it's a great learning tool. Okay, Ascension Soul agrees with you. Maybe you'll come to our conference. So far, you're batting 100, Tommy. Go for it.
All right. So we're not going to have that many speakers, because if we have that many speakers, I mean, somebody said if you can't say something, like I think it was Tom said that if you can't say something in 45 minutes, you don't need to say it. But if everything was that simple, we wouldn't need that much time. But I truly feel each speaker that's going to try to teach or give something out there that's important might need a little more than 1 hour, like 2 hours at least, to give something out as far as to get into something deep enough, because the average mind cannot retain much information. If you speak for 45 minutes, they'll only retain about 2 or 3 minutes of it. So, I mean, this way, if you give them 2 hours, they might retain maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes even. And the idea is to help these people when everybody leaves, they leave there with something that they didn't have when they came. And that was my original goal for Stargate to the Cosmos, because I really felt we have speakers talking, and they give out messages, they give out stories, and they give out all these things. But what can they take home, and what can they use when they go home? Because I've dealt with many spiritual people. They talk about a lot of nice things, but we have to give these people some. And I'm already working on my ideas how to give people techniques and way to work with these people. In the short time, 3 days is not a very long time, especially when you've got a lot of different things going on. So even for the speakers on Sunday, like I said, we're going to have it half a day with speakers. Sure, most people are going to want to leave, but I do want to leave Sunday afternoon open to workshops for people that want to talk and get involved with trying to create and keep taking our conference further. So I'm leaving an open gate for the, those kind of workshops, because I know when I used to lecture years ago at conferences for the religion that I was in, I used to stay up all night talking to the children. And I love talking to children because their minds are a little more open than older people are.
You think children would come to our conference, 13 and over?
Sorry, I'm talking like college kids and people like that.
Oh, you're talking college because we're old guys. We're the old guys and the men in black. Okay, I got you.
we're old guys. But because they are willing to listen and hear new ideas. I mean, they're all tired. Everybody's tired of the old ideas that they have. Not
right.
saying that part old ideas they have aren't true, but they're not opened enough and used in a way that we can really use them. I mean, the whole Bible has some history to it. How much of it is fact? Maybe 10%. Sure, the dates and times are even wrong. So when we talk about things that we're going to use for a crutch or for these people, it's something that they can use. But in reality, walking across the ocean with a crutch isn't going to help, no matter how many crutches you have. So we have to give these people something a little more than a crutch. We need to give them real spiritual guidance, information that's going to help them step into a higher level of awareness. I mean, and just doing healing work on people is still not the only answer which I'm going to work with, because working out our own karma, we have to do it. Nobody does it for us. The same as setting up a place for spiritual awareness to come into us is what we have to be aware of. We have to create a doorway for that to come into our being and being able to accept it. And then we have to be able to translate it and understand it. All right, as we step into this new age, which we will in the new year, there's going to be so much change going on, whether any psychic on this planet prophesies it or not. There is going to be change. I don't call it the spiritual awakening change that's instantly going to happen. That needs to be working into. And I know you said it. I listened to it last night, and you said that people aren't awoke yet. They have to be awakened. And I feel that's a critical word, because most people think they're so spiritually awakened right now. And what are they doing? And like we're going to try to help poor people, the Native people, and get things that are part of our country awake. I mean, yeah, even if we get a new president, we've got a new $100 bill, and they're going to create it on the gold, and they're going to try to change the whole money market. It's still going to be a change of energy and still the power. I guess you talked about it greatly last night, about the power of control. Now, that's not going to disappear, not very fast. And if people aren't aware that it's really happening, they're just going to say it's another conspiracy theory, no matter what we put out there. I mean, I listen to speakers day and night. I write letters to every speaker I hear on coast to coast. I listen to what they say, and I pull out the lies within them. And it's funny that most of the speakers have so many lies, it counteracts the truth that they're putting out and the truth that they're trying to say. Because you can't say, I love God, and then say, well, God's not real anyway. I mean, it's a contradictory to your own spiritual being. I'm not going to get into all those names in that problem, because we're working on this conference and trying to build up the energy, trying to get it to a point where people say, hey, it's time to wake up to the truth. And it's not my truth. It's not their truth. The real truth. There is a real truth. Just nobody wants to see it. It's easier not to follow the truth. And the old saying, no pain, no gain. Most people don't want to go through the pain to gain. And that's why weightlifters are what they are. I mean, people that do certain things are the people are that, because they can deal with the pain and they work through it, or they work with it. Life is a pain. But if you let it just keep you down, I mean, I'm down because I can't change it that fast, and I can't do all the things. TJ, I don't think I ever told you this. In the past 15 years, I had 5 spiritual people, 2 medicine people, 2 psychics, and a shaman all tell me the same thing. And they said to me, and I'm just not saying this for ego or any other reason, it's just that it was told to me that I was here to change the world. I was to bring the truth between the Native nation and the white nation.
Wow, there you go. You're going to kick us into this new beginning with this new Atlantis new beginning. You know, I don't know if you were listening to me earlier, but America is called the new Atlantis, Tommy. And the new beginning, you know, that's what we're talking about. So I guess I'm lucky to have you in my life, and everybody else is too. So welcome aboard is what you just said then. I welcome you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's just I have been dealing with so many different kinds of people. I mean, and me more than anybody would love to see the world become a spiritual place. But it's not happening. I mean, and the idea of prayer is a great thing for the people that believe in prayer. But prayer alone is totally useless. It needs action. I mean, it's like a thought. If you create a thought and you don't send it out there, it doesn't go anywhere. If you create thoughts and work with them, you have to let them go out to manifest. But what happens, people don't realize, no matter what kind of thought it is, good or bad, and they send it out into the universe, and if it doesn't manifest somewhere, it comes back and hits that person. And that's what people are dealing with now. We created so much energy around this planet, so many thoughts and things. We're going through them. I mean, and they're still coming back to us. It's not like we've finished sending them out. People are still sending them out there. Me more than anybody want to see a purification of all races and all people. But that revolves around, and here's the most critical word. See, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I think two words are real critical to the world. It'll never change if these two words don't become a reality. Compassion is one, and number two is morals. Without morals, there is no growth. I mean, you could believe that we all can be free, we all can do what we want, but then it's an invasion of everybody's space, what everybody does. And people don't look at it that way. Oh, no, I can be free. No, you can't live free 2 feet living next to somebody else, and they have their freedom, and you both think you can do whatever you want. That's what freedom most people think is, but it's not a possibility. Like I said, when you let go of morals, it becomes a reality, but it doesn't become a good reality because nobody creates the right things anymore. I mean, we're worried about creating high-tech and things that stop us from working and let other things do the work, but still, we need to be a part of this planet. And I got into it the other day about how we need to be connected to the Earth itself, really, what that means, and how we work with the spirits of the planet, which we're destroying and chasing away. And there's very few left, whether people believe that or not. I mean, if you work with angels, if you work with the deities, if you work with anything, you'll see the Earth
okay,
spirits.
Okay, Tommy, stand by. Let me welcome you, another guest on here for Friday night. Area code 412, you're on the air with the Associates Guides. Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please?
This is Louise, Janice's sister from Pittsburgh.
Louise Thompson, Pittsburgh. We're going to be doing a MUFON up there, two of them. Yay, Pittsburgh. All right,
what are you
y'all,
doing?
This is Louise. We're doing conferences, but we got Pittsburgh. We had a Philadelphia. And
really?
John Ventry is going to be joining us, so I'm hoping you and Janet are going to help us with our MUFON in Pennsylvania because he's coming on board and helping us with our new one for Janet.
Uh-huh.
Her Stargate to the Cosmos got us all together, and we're going to have one called New Atlantis, New Beginning over here because we found a good venue. And that way we don't interfere with the IUFO Congress because we started Janet's energy off the IUFO Congress, but we're going to take our group and fly right over to Phoenix and we'll be a part of that. We'll have workshops or something. But anyway, Louise, Janet, Steve, this is Louise. Louise, meet Steve. You already know Tommy and Janet.
Hi.
Janet, I hope Louise will be helping us with our MUFON, at least one or two. I think she may not want to do Philadelphia, but we're having one in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to have one in Pittsburgh.
When is that going to be?
I didn't know that. Wow, that's exciting. Well, Pittsburgh's my old hometown stomping grounds, and where Louise is still right now.
Right.
Well, hold on. I know that we just had one in October 13th, and it'll probably be around the same time, according to John, who is our organizer in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Conference. We just had it October 13th and 14th at Westmoreland Community College, if you know where that is, Louise.
Yes, I have an idea. It's way out there.
Yeah, that was
6 days
ago, and I'm sorry I didn't call you and ask you to move over there, but we'll get you involved. I told John if he'd help us with Janet's and Tommy's that we will help him. So 2013, October 13th, 14th, somewhere around there, we'll help Pittsburgh next year. So Jay,
okay.
If you want to help us with your sister, maybe we can, you know, work together
on
that.
Oh, it'd be good if we did a conference. That might, I might see my sister in person again. We have
that'd be great.
Why don't we?
Yeah, we can.
I wish it was a little bit earlier, like September, because it's.
I'll let you talk to John about that. He's been doing these for years. He's the director of the state for MUFON. And it's not up to me. It's up to Mutual UFO Network.
Yeah, it's just a little bit nicer weather. You know, October's not
bad. Yeah, they have real successful sold-out ones. And we didn't do so good in Cincinnati at the main headquarters, but they just switched it from Denver over to Cincinnati across the river. And it could have been a lot better turnout. So they're going to move it to the West Coast this year. They do one, you know, switch back and forth. MUFON does, East Coast, West Coast. So I told them that, you know, Tommy and we'll pick this one up in February, and then we'll go to the IUFO Congress. And I don't know when where they're doing it on the East Coast this year. So anyway, we'll just do the best we can with MUFON, folks. Whatever, you know, we'll just go where we're sent. Whoever calls us to help them with their conference, we'll try to be there. All right, well. Welcome aboard. Did you want to? Because usually, Louise, are you going to stay with us tonight, or do you just have something to report?
I'll play it by ear.
Okay, that's why I wanted to talk to you because I missed somebody last night, Dr. Zizi. I didn't interrupt the speaker.
I'll listen and I'll be here. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Back to let me let Steve and Janet get a word in here edgewise, Tommy, and we'll get back to you. Okay, just on what you've said so far. Because everybody brings something to the party, folks, and I've got a full team here. This is what's called a think tank, okay? There is actually five of us on the air you're listening to. We got several people helping us. Ancient Soul is helping us in the chat room, and he said he'll help us right away, whatever we need. And he lives in California, folks. So Ancient Soul, if you can write our names down for your Facebook, it's Janet Karen Lesson, L-E-S-S-I-N, Steve D. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Tommy Hawksblood, H-A-W-K-S-L-O-N, and, well, Janet left.
No, I'm here.
Okay, I mean, she gets kicked off a lot. Louisa come and go because she likes to listen, but I guess she didn't want me to give out her name and Facebook.
I don't know.
But anyway, she dropped off.
I understand.
But go ahead, Janet. Go ahead.
She could have just lost her signal. We don't know.
Yeah, she comes and goes. Her signal comes and goes because she likes to listen. But go ahead, Janet. It was your turn.
Do we have a topic for tonight's show besides
New Atlantis?
Anything meaty and juicy?
Well, it's New Atlantis, New Beginning, going through the Ascension Center Enlightenment process. Everything that I read
if he had a topic he wanted to go into a little bit, we can go back.
Yeah, so we can get to know him better, and Tommy too. Tommy,
I kept missing him. I had stuff happening here, and now I've got a little calm today. Yep, before things happen. So
Tommy,
Steve,
you
on
Steve
the other day.
Go ahead.
And so now here we are a couple days later, and I just wondered, who are you, Steve? Who are you, Steve? What are you about? Are you there? Did we lose him?
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I had the phone on mute there. Jeez.
You are mutated.
I knew you weren't responding to anything I said.
We don't know what you're saying. You're just talking.
Hey, Jenna, I had a... real quick, what time is it over there where you're at?
It's 8:39.
8:39 in the morning?
3:39 p.m.
The sun is
starting to set.
All right, so it's early afternoon for you, evening for me, dinner time for me.
It's 3 hours behind you, 5 hours behind me. Is that
I was
easy
really
for
hoping
you?
We could dive into something fun. You know, I mean, it's up to you, of course, TJ. You know, what I like, you know, I'm into Reiki and energy and just about anything else, but I'd sure like to get information out there, something fun for the listeners besides our, you know, talking about our various shows and
me
things.
Me too. All right. Go for it.
And I know that Janet is very big in the, you know, the goddess, divine feminine and all of that fun stuff. I like to, you know, when I try to teach people, you know, especially in Reiki, they They want to know, well, how can I increase my energy flow and what could I do to be stronger? You know, we all have a certain amount of chi flow unless you've got really bad chakra blockage, but I like to think of it as like water, a little tiny straw of water flowing through you, and the more you work it and you learn the tricks, it becomes like a fire hose.
Well, I'd like to share a little bit about how we clear chakra blocks here at the School of Tantra, which is my main profession I've been doing since I met Dr. Lesson in 1997, besides being an anthropologist and a counselor. We're not allowed to say psychotherapist.
let me say, Janet, your sister's back.
I had a call.
Okay, and Tommy, don't go away. We want to hear you too, because you need to blend everybody together. Okay.
TJ.
And Janet's going to let us use the ACO with her School of Tantra, but she's going to steer it in a little bit of a different direction. Just so you know, Tommy, because you haven't caught up.
Question, please, TJ.
Oh, yeah, she's about to give us something useful here.
You stole the ball, is what we say in psychology.
Well, I wanted to let you know that your sister just came back on, and that Tommy is going to help you with the Tantra thing, I think, for the ACO, because the conference. I don't want
to
lose him.
Hey, I want to put a bookmark on business mode for a little bit. And talk about some meat around all this stuff. That's what
I know that.
Tonight.
I just wanted you to know that I didn't want to lose them.
Okay, stop. Let's go into a discussion. I was in the middle of a thread of consciousness. Can you ask the question again, Steve? I totally forgot what
We were talking about energy and trying to give the listeners something useful that they can take home to help increase their own psychic energy. And I like to think about Tantra is an excellent way to do that. Personally, it's my favorite way to increase energy, and I know that's your field of expertise. And you were getting ready to tell us how somebody can clear, or how you guys are clearing chakras.
Yeah, what we do to clear chakra blocks. Yeah, right, because there's kundalini energy that resides at the base of the spine, and that's part of your chi, part of your energy that you can flow out and through your body to heal yourself and on to other people. And it gets blocked in our chakras, which I don't know if our listeners know what chakras are, but they're the energy centers that go up the center of the body, and there are 7 major centers, and they correlate loosely with the ganglia in our body where the nerves gather. So if you have an emotional issue, let's say in your heart chakra, you know, your broken heart, well, the energy is going to try to awaken, and it's going to go so far, it's going to get stuck. So what we do is we look at this energy system with our people, and each chakra has a psychological, emotional issue to it. So your inner child is at the base chakra, and that's where you feel vulnerable and you need to protect your inner child. So we just look at those things psycho-emotionally, and we help people go inward into their family of origin, religious and cultural conditioning, and childhood programming. And so it's an individual thing, but if you notice that you're not getting an energy flow, you might want to, go study with somebody who is adept at helping you clear these chakra blocks. And basically, they just need to track you as you go inward. And you can do a lot of this yourself in meditation and realize that most of us need to be facilitated at some times in our life, because we're in, this is where the UFO, all this other stuff comes into play, we're in a programmed world. We come into the matrix, we come into this programming, and it starts in the womb. And so we can forgive ourselves. We're not bad souls, we're not bad people. We chose to come in here, and we're going to have issues. We're going to have blocks in our chakras. And we agreed to come through the veil of forgetfulness to come into this system as a human being. And that's just part of the process. It's called life. So go ahead. What did you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say that I was going to ask you if you guys, you know, I personally, we use pendulums to test the chakras. I mean, usually when I hear somebody say they're having this ailment or this ailment, I'm thinking, oh boy, are they divorced? Okay, they're not getting it. All right, they've got some heart chakra issues. They've got some sacral issues and what have you. And that's usually easy to diagnose. But in Reiki, usually we'll use a pendulum. Or we'll hold, you know, use a hand over the general area, and you can get a feeling if there's a heat or cold or some sort of sensation that indicate there's something going on, or your intuitive tells you to zero in on a certain area. But the pendulum is a fun tool that we use to basically test the chakras. And before doing the Reiki, I like to push energy. I was talking to TJ about this earlier. I like to actually push the energy, and I like to think of it as like a plumber rooting out the pipes. And if I think that a certain chakra is a point is clogged, I'll basically push that energy and push it upward, is either out the third eye or out the crown. And that's just my technique. And that seems
right. What we do is we carry with the person as they go through their own self-discovery. We don't analyze them or catalog them or put them into, you know, some kind of osis, you know, psychosis or whatever. We don't do that. We don't use the DSM-4 and give them a diagnosis. We carry with them, but we ask them to take them into a general hypnotic state, and they can go in and see, where do I feel this in my body? Where is it? When I have a thought around, you know, I'm angry at a certain person, where is it in my body? Is it in my gut? Is it, you know, do I have an impulse to, you know, raise my hand or fight or flight? And we have the person go through their own processes themselves, rather than like a psychic will say, I see you in a past life in Egypt. And that's a different system, and it, you know, they're all good things. It's just that in our practice and our tantra, we think that we have a concept that people fare better when they come up with their own answers.
Well, you know, that sounds like kind of like an auric cleansing type thing, you know. But what I was kind of hoping you might tell us is what somebody could do at home to enhance their chi flow and whatnot. I mean, it's easy. You could go get yourself a set of crystals, you know, corresponding chakra crystals, and you could lay there with a rose quartz on your chest over your heart, and a blue stone on your forehead, and what have you. But do you have any other tricks that somebody could do at home to help clear those chakras and increase the flow?
Well, you can just, you know, meditation is good, going inward. What we do is we encourage people to journal, and you ask for your higher self to guide you in the sleep state. You become very conscious and aware of your limitations and lack. If you have a friend, you can do some work with each other, not saying sexual, but just guiding each other through exercises.
Heart chakra exercises.
There's different, you know, we start with the communications, with the energy and the breath work. There's breath work you can do. You can do rebirthing. All these things are wonderful psychotechnologies to help you just clear your chakras. And if one system isn't working, use another. It's basically, what do you believe? If you can get something, your head around something, and that's what you're going to believe, then that'll be the most effective method for you to clear your chakra blocks. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of work you can do yourself. There's self-help books, just going inward in prayer and meditation, asking for higher guidance. And if you can't do it, then, you know, there's no shame in working with other people and asking for facilitation.
Hmm. You ever have a situation where
you're crystals or just whatever it is, if you're doing visualizations or, you know, you put a different gem on every chakra, whatever you believe, it's all about your belief and what works for you. So I'm not one to judge or analyze what's going to work for another person. So putting it back on to the individual, what will work for you, and encouraging them to experiment. Because, for example, when I was going early on back in the early 90s, I was working on clearing my energy blocks. I had a very abusive childhood. I was married to an abusive first husband, and, I kept getting into abusive relationships, and wherever I went, there I was. So I had to figure out, what was I doing? And so I just forgot what I was saying. Go ahead, ask something else. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying. I was in the middle of a thread, and I'm sorry.
Steve, can I say something?
Well, I wanted to kind of expand on that theme of what people can do to enhance their energy flow and their psychic skills. What do you think they should do
or they could do?
Well, I mean, aside from adopting a philosophy, I mean, in Reiki, we have rules, Reiki philosophy, which is the first step, and that's essentially don't worry about yesterday, don't worry about tomorrow. Forget about yesterday, don't worry about tomorrow, be humble and control your ego, and then the other thing is be honest in your work. And I believe the last and most important is provide service to others without expectation of compensation. And when I talk to people and try to teach them how to increase their energy flow and what they can do to, build their power, their white pillar of light and all that good stuff and their ability to heal and what have you, what can you do? What's the most important thing? Number one rule is service to others. And the more you can do that, the more power you will get. It's like the Catholics call it grace. Then the other thing, of course, meditation, yoga, these are excellent ways of doing the same thing, opening up your mind to downloads and using yoga to physically adjust your body in such a way to enhance the chi flow. I believe that's what yoga is really all about. And then finally, of course, Tantra. And that's probably one of the most important ways to do this for a lot of reasons. One, it helps you to balance your yin and yang, your male and female energies. Most humans don't have equal amounts of male and female energy that they need to achieve enlightenment. And that's why a lot of homosexuals tend to be very psychically gifted, because they tend to have a nice, close, even split of the male and the female energy. Men, of course, are anathema to try to become more feminine to do this, and this is why we seek out partners that complement us with our complementary male and female energies. And when we are actually in union together in your typical tantric position and what have you, and we're forming a circuit, we've actually plugged into each other, the flow, the male energy, I believe, flows downward in a helical spiral going clockwise, and the female energy flows upward in a counterclockwise helical spiral. And when the male and the female get together, this energy creates a circuit and goes around and around in a circle, and it's essentially like that old roto-rooter thing. If you've got a small path for your chi, this is going to expand, and both of you will have more of a balanced energy as well as an increased energy flow. So that for sure is one of the most effective and enjoyable ways to increase your energy flow and achieve a balance necessary to allow for enlightenment and spiritual and psychic growth.
Steve, this is Dr. Zizi. I'm a friend of Janet's, and I sometimes eavesdrop on these radio shows and butt in when I have a couple of cents worth of free back of the pants information to offer her opinion. And I'd like to, as a Reiki master teacher as well and as a resident here guest with Janet, like to offer my viewpoint of clearing and what seems to be happening for a lot of folks, particularly today in relation to this show's intention, which has to do with ET information and whatnot, the coming of these various events. The way I see it, and I think you mentioned the fact that we live in a highly programmable world. Yes, we are programmed from the moment we start to listen to other people's beliefs here, because folks have been taught by folks who have been taught by folks who have been taught. The basic lies, which are, number one, I am not good. Number two, I am not enough. Number three, there's not enough of anything else to go around. And number four, I'm not connected to all that it is. And these are what these beliefs are what create the blocks. We come into this world with no beliefs And yet we acquire these beliefs, and as you said, programming. We're programmed to believe in not enoughness. This stops our chakra flow. It creates strife within the body and within all of our systems, the family, the community, the global community. We therefore go running off to wars and whatnot, willing to send our own children there to lose blood and limbs to uphold these erroneous beliefs. And it seems that the basic bottom line as to how we're going to unblock them is to, number one, understand that it's a programming we're accepting, know that they're lies, and realize that when we're in a situation that we cannot control and we're accepting it, we are smack dab in the middle of our spiritual purpose. Therefore, it's our job and duty to ourselves to find a way to appreciate something about everything that is happening. Find a way to appreciate something about everything that's happening, because the greatest gift we have in this world is the gift of enjoyment. Enjoyment is the highest form of worship we have. And if we can reprogram ourselves, the only way to do that is when you're heading north and you want to head south, you turn 180 degrees around. If you're heading to I'm not enough and you want to head to I'm enough, if you're heading to I'm not good and you want to head to I am good, if you're heading to there's not enough in life and you want to head to life is full of abundance, there is enough, then we have to fake it till we make it, if you'll allow me that adage. Wrap our head around the highest conceptualization of what it is we want. Hold that idea as our compass. And if we are in a situation we can't control, to accept it and realize we're in the middle of our highest spiritual work when we cannot control what's around us. And yet we maintain two things. Number one, faith and trust in the universe to give us the next step. And number two, faith in ourselves, trust in ourselves. And trust is the key.
I want to say one thing real quick. From a manifestation standpoint, we don't want to use the word want, because if you want something, the universe is very happy to let you keep on wanting it. So when I try to talk to people about manifesting and bringing abundance and whatever it is that they're trying to bring into their lives, you've got to act like it's already on its way and be thankful for having it in your life. And you have to act like it's already there, not bring it to me, I really desire this, I want it, I need it. It's thank you for giving it to me, and be confident that it'll be showing up any moment, whether it be a new car, a new person, a new home, a new job, or whatever. And of course, if you can manifest something that helps other people, that's even better. So don't want, just expect it.
Wanting is contrafactual to against the fact, wanting.
Yeah, well, the universe is going to give you what you ask for, but if you want, to want something is an action unto itself, and the universe is happy to let you continue wanting forever.
Tommy wants to say something. I'm going to go back on mute, but Tommy, you're going to have to, when you want to say something, y'all can let everybody play like Dr. Zizi, but Tommy, did you see how Dr. Zizi did that? She said, you know, she asked, so Tommy is in leadership mode, but since he's doing the conference, but he's still a little shy. So Tommy, Janet, and Steve, I know we're going to be playing together all weekend, but Tommy wants to say something, but I'm fixing to go back on mute now, and then y'all,
I wanna hear what Tommy
y'all
has
share
to say.
For everybody. We're all listening out here, but it's still going pretty
okay.
good. Just remember.
Yes.
I spent 25 years with a medicine woman who taught about crystals. She was the first person in the United States to teach about crystals. So I spent a lot of time with crystals and in female energy. One of the things she always said, wanting, just the saying of wanting not to want is still wanting. You have to let go of the whole idea completely. Because, I mean, if you think of that, well, I don't want to want no more. You're just creating that energy. You have to let go of the idea of even wanting. There's an idea. You are what you are. You can do what you can do. But getting back to the crystal thing, as far as energy working with crystals, crystals are the most highest powerful device or object on this planet. They're inside the brain. It holds all our energy inside the brain. They use it from Atlantis Pineal. It's not like it's deteriorating. I've worked with crystals for 25 years, but I'm moving on to meteorites. And I'm finding there's much more energy in that. People can believe what they want, say what they want. The proof is, and what you said something about, as when we go out into the world, we do more for other people, we'll get more energy. You can't give energy if you're not aware of how much you have. And you do techniques. I taught Kundalini for a few years. It can put somebody in the bliss state within a week's time, where meditation can take up to 20 years, 40 years. I mean, it could take many, many years to get to the point. Kundalini is a simple technique. I can give classes on that even. I was a facilitator for a few years doing that. It's a simple matter of focusing the energy in a ball of light in front of you, then circulating it through your body without thought, without creating what it's going to do, not creating anything for it, and it'll manifest. Something you said about children. Little children, or somebody said it, I won't say, are born totally aware. They're not born programmed. They are totally aware of the truth, and it gets taken away little by little. When you start off when you're in crib and you see energy, you're being programmed by when your mother starts drinking while you're pregnant, when you start fighting when you're pregnant. That's how you absorb that kind of stuff. But if you have a family that's responsible for a child being born inside the womb, it grows in that energy. And then when it's born, if you cater to the child, that child knows spirit already. You don't have to teach it what spirit is. So we take away the programming children have and reprogram it. I said, here's what we do to children. We give them the idea of Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and Superman and all those things, God. And so then we take everything away except God or Jesus. So we rip the child's thinking for many years, and it's a horrible thing to do to children. But they are aware of spirit. I worked with children when I was younger that work with spirits that were being, I mean, there's bad spirits and good spirits, and they have to learn how to protect themselves, and all those things are very important, especially now. I mean, there's more possessions and things going on this planet than ever in history. So we have to be aware of a lot of things, but as far as the energy that we have, there is a way to create it and make it stronger. And not to throw this in, I'll just do this real fast. When I was younger, I became a witch, and I was working against all the top witches in Jersey, including the mafia and people that had these high-powered witches. And it's all a mind program. And when you realize you're beyond that, it can't touch you. So the power is, you have to be aware of your own power, and nobody can give it to you. They can give you techniques, and I will give you lots of techniques to work with to strip all this negative baggage, the karma that we create around ourselves and stuff. And there's very easy ways to clean our chakras. But, I mean, if we create a wall, we're going to have to go through a wall. The more we create around ourselves, the more we have to fight through it. So if you look at yourself and being part of the true spirit that you are and work from that, you don't have to break down those walls. They're not there. I do something called the Mohawk Walk, and it's given to me through the Native traditional teaching, and it's a technique that helps a person go through all their past lives, and it brings them out in a month and a half time. I mean, there's things that we can do in a short time. When I'm dealing with short times, not like, let's do a meditation for 100 years or 20 years. I mean, Kundalini is one energy, and it's working with another partner. The true energy is inside oneself. You don't need another energy to connect to that. I mean, many people that are single or in their room by themselves can attain bliss state in a second. So, I mean, it's how weak or how strong you are, how many more people you need, like an army. I mean, you don't need an army. You just need to be yourself. All these things are sound different, but they're all connected because it's all going back inside yourself. And that's why we talk about the Matrix. If we're in the game playing it, you don't know how big, or it can get as big as you want. But when you step out of it, it's no longer a game, and it's nothing that you have to get involved with. Okay, when we start working with crystals or meditation, there's reverse breathing, which is very critical when you're doing different kind of meditations, because it really pulls the energy in much, much faster and much stronger than any other kind of breathing. And then there's the aligning with the elements, the sun, the water, and the air. When you do that in the morning and you look at the sun, you work with the sun. The sun can't hurt you if you're in tune with it. It's the same as fire. If you're in tune with fire, it won't burn you. I was a fire dancer for half of my life. So when you get in touch with elements and you plan on working with them, you become one with them, and then they work with you. So when you work with crystals, you have to become one with crystal and work with it, whatever you're doing. I mean, breathing and meditation, but if you don't have something to focus on, we need to give something for people to focus on. That is a problem. If you're focusing on a Bible, you're focusing on a book, that's not focusing on something that's going to help you gain spiritual awareness. You have to focus something on that's going on inside your world, inside your own spirit. And that's what you need to get in touch with. And I do teach and I do tell people, you need a near-death experience to become aware of what that energy really is. Because outside of the body, when you experience that, you let go of all the confined, programmed ideas that fit to the body. I mean, even if you're dealing with other races coming here and other races from other universes and interdimensional beings, guess what? They can reincarnate into this life if they want to, if that's something that they want to do, or they create a body that they want to reincarnate to. But it's going beyond that. Once you step out of it, that energy is so outrageous, the world of creation. I'll leave it there. I just wanted to throw that in real fast. Sorry.
Somebody want to bring it up a notch after that?
TJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Louise is here. Janet, you might want to give her a chance to talk. Janet, why don't you? We got 53 minutes, and just rotate everybody. Janet, I know Janet. It's sort of like the one-on-one on her radio show, folks. Just it's sort of what she likes. But I'm trying to get her to expand her energy. So you Grandmaster Reiki people,
I'll spread
it around.
I'm fighting a flu and I get really bored.
Oh, okay. So you want me to participate?
No,
all right.
I can talk for a little bit here. So
all right. Well, get your sister involved. She's here.
I call my sister Wheezy. She's Louise Wheezy.
Okay, Wheezy. Play
Wheezy,
with your sister a little
like
bit.
Share,
we want to get to know you.
Our listeners today about this. Poor Louise. She had this little bratty. Sister that was 5 years younger than her. She had to deal with me. Boy, she must be a saint, huh? Hi, Louise. Are you Saint Louise having to deal with little sister Janny Banny? But what would you like to add to the conversation? Are you there?
She must have us on mute. Well, she said she wanted to listen. I thought maybe she'd have something
to say. Okay, she doesn't want to contribute.
Okay. All right. So Steve, Tommy, and Janet, since we're looking forward to all working together, we got the whole weekend coming up. Now, I do this every night, folks, so, you know, I don't put in fancy commercials. I do my own commercials, so it's a two-hour show that I pay for, so I'll come in whenever I want to, but right now I want you guys to get to know each other. So, you know, Steve is new, and he hasn't got to know Tommy or Janet, so I suggested he come on tonight and sort of get to know Janet, and I asked Tommy to come on so y'all could sort of work together, and I'd sort of like to know what each one of y'all are going to be speaking about in the future, but, you know, we're going to be here every night, 7 nights a week, so, you know, whatever you guys want to do, but it would be fun because tonight's New Atlantis Future, and I want it to be fun, New Atlantis, New Beginning, so they're all on the West Coast, I'm here on the East Coast, and what we're trying to do is put together a meet-and-greet group and a communication tool, and how we can all work together in the future, as well as get them writing their books and what their books are about. And Steve hit Janet right on the head. She is about the feminine divine. Her energies, whatever you want to say. Let's talk a little bit about energy for the new future and timeless. Let's talk about bringing the energy up. Steve, you want to start?
Bringing the energy up. Well, again, you know, and you're going to hear me harp on this all the time, but the number one rule in the universe is service to others.
Ah, okay, go
service
there. Let's go.
Others. Get out there and do something for other people and don't expect to get paid for it. Do some charity. Go visit old people, the rest homes. And, you know, what you're doing right now with your radio program is you're teaching and you're spreading information. That in itself is one of the most important ways that you can serve others. So be Christ-like. Go wash someone's feet. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think we can get to the point where giving and receiving are the same, where you're doing things that we call it right livelihood. You're doing things that you would like to do anyway, and then money will flow to you. Money is just love, just energy. It's just a reflection. And, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, we're still living in a monetary system. And so you may not be paying for a particular service, but it's nice for people at this time in life to get compensated for their time and energy. So I was working on a system that balancing this very unequal system, and I've got to go look at my notes to do to write this up, but I stumbled across this concept of the Gaia buck, the Gaia dollar. Everybody's hour of labor is equal to everybody else's hour. And just imagine that, just for a moment, just try that on for a little bit. What if everybody's hour of labor was equal to each other's? Then those who would go and become, you know, doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs would be doing that because they love doing those things rather than that's where you can make the biggest buck. So that's just a little concept I'd like to introduce to everybody. The Gaia buck, that everybody's labor, everybody's equally important. And, you know, if you look at it from a societal point, if we don't have somebody picking up the trash and cleaning the toilets, you know, we're going to die of diseases and have, you know, unsanitary conditions. So
okay, put that on your list, Tommy, for the conference. What, pick up trash and clean the toilets, Tommy. I'm sorry, Janet, it's my comedy relief.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Cause,
you know me, I wanted to be a comedian, so you got to.
Mother Teresa used to go into, you know, wherever she would go, the first thing she would do is go clean the toilets.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I never did that. I have to do it now because my daughter moved out about a month ago, and I found myself cleaning my own toilet for the first time, people, since the Navy. And I have to admit it was not enjoyable, but I put it on the list of things I had to do, and I ran out of some of that stuff she sprayed because I didn't know that we were getting close to it out, you know. So there's a lot to do to preparing. You don't just go in and clean the toilet unless you got something to clean it with. So anyway, I think
anyway,
we should talk about something else besides all the yucky work we don't want to do. But Janet, you need to build that into your Gaia buck because Steve and I have been knocking that around for the California conferences. Everybody wants to be airy-fairy, we are the one, and we'll just live here on light and sustainability, but who's going to clean the toilets as long as we're
in
3D?
Yeah, everybody wants to show up as the rock star, but who cleans the toilets? Who picks up the trash? And who does, you know, the ABCDs that need to happen in life? So,
well, that's what Tommy's been trying to tell people. You know, I helped create this new age since I've been on this planet. I didn't do this alone, folks, but you know, I take credit for doing my part, but I was the NASA nerd, okay? I wasn't out smoking the pot and doing it. I didn't even go to whatever that Woodstock, okay? I didn't even go. I knew about it, and I had all my friends going in school, you know, and all that stuff. And I was looked down upon because I was had my I lived life in libraries. Yes, I was the cheerleader. Yes, I was the majorette. You know, yes, I was the fun girl. Yes, I'm the one having the radio show. Yes, I'm wanting to have fun, be the part of life of the party, and be the joker and tell the jokes. But I never made it this joke person. So I've moved sort of into the metaphysical, helping, you know, people that liked me, the ones that knew I could teach the NASA nerd stuff. And it turned out to be all the mystics, oracles, psychics, sages, seers, and life workers, and now light workers and truth seekers. And I've even added Star Trekkers for me and Star Warriors. And then I've added the Tommy type that's out to fix the world, and we call them Neos. And Neos are about the Matrix. And Tommy is going to apparently use the Matrix. And you know what's so funny, Tommy, is I don't know Steve from anybody, and Steve told me he was a Neo, so I thought, oh, you can't! I can't wait for you to meet Tommy. That's what I told him. You remember, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, because he uses Neo. He uses the Matrix as, I guess, the Taurus. But I've been working with that Taurus energy and how we use it in Reiki. And, Steve, you want to sort of explain that Reiki energy with the Taurus and the zero energy? Because I know you understand zero energy.
Well, zero energy is basically, or zero point energy is what some people like to call free energy. It's just energy that they've essentially sucking out of the fourth density, some sort of like what you do with a Tesla coil when you create a toroidal, like a tornado of flowing electrons, and it essentially draws electricity or energy right out of the earth, right out of the ground. People don't realize it, but all those sparks coming out of a Tesla coil, they're not coming out of the plug in the wall. That's coming out of the earth. So that's just an example. But toroidal energy is important. I do teach a lot about energy in Reiki because I try to make it a little less voodoo and a little more quantum physics. But everything, all matter, has energy, and it's not just electromagnetic energy, it's also scalar energy, but it's a magnetic energy. And when you have mass, all mass has magnetic energy. If you think of a bar magnet, and it has a north and a south pole, there's going to be waves coming out of one end and going down the other. And the same thing as the Earth. The Earth has the Van Allen belt, and it essentially looks like a big donut of energy. And what you were talking about, TJ, was the way the energy flows around this donut. And there's essentially a toroid on both sides of the donut, which is a vortex of energy coming in both directions and impacting in the center. And traveling in both ways, that's that male and female energy. Now, everything in the universe does this, from the smallest particle to the largest galaxy, black hole, and what have you. And humans do it, cells do it, our organs do it. And it has a large part of the energy that we put out. And a lot of people are confused, especially when it comes to Reiki and healing. They think that this magnetic field is the only thing, but it's not. It's just part of it. We transmit energy from the entire electromagnetic spectrum well beyond what we're even aware of. So we know we have auras. We look at our chakras, and we have violet up at the top and going down to the bottom of the rainbow, red at the bottom. And typically our auras tend to follow this too. We call people indigos, who have a very bright violet or purple, dark blue aura above them, and those tend to be, we call those people indigo children. Healers tend to have a green aura. People that are highly technical tend to have a yellow aura, but that can change. It's moving around. That's trying to understand the electromagnetic spectrum. But as far as the Taurus is concerned, it's important to understand the nature of the Taurus, because then you can understand how everything else in the universe works. And when we think of our auras, we have this field, which is like a big donut of energy around our bodies. And when we approach other people, our fields intersect. And a lot of times, if a person has bad energy, they're having a bad day, or they're holding anger or something like this, they can actually infect you with this negative energy. And a lot of times these aberrations in our auras can be passed down through our families karmically. We have karmic issues, we have past life issues, that's where it's going to be. A lot of times also we talk about people being possessed. They're walking down the street and they go past a hospital, and there's all sorts of souls sitting around, lost souls types, and they say, oh, this guy's got a nice complementary frequency. I feel compelled and attracted to this person, so they latch on to you. And in Reiki, a lot of what we do in Reiki is actually cleansing the aura and what have you. But we could go on about that forever, and that would be a great subject. And I know when we talk about crystals, Tommy, you're talking about crystals, that's another example. Crystals have similar characteristics, and you know, everything in the universe does. But I like to focus on the toroid of energy, because when we are sending energy, it travels in a toroid. When the energy comes into our bodies, it travels in a toroid. And knowing the directions and the mechanics of the energy helps us to use our hands and to treat people when we run energy and we use Reiki. And this is the same energy and the same energy flow patterns that come into play when we're using Tantra. Ha, huh, Janet? Janet?
It may be also worth mentioning that the flux of particle radiation...
Sorry, I put you on mute. I forgot.
Yeah, she's not feeling real good. But anyway,
yeah,
we may want to talk about the flux of the particle radiations outside the Van Allen belt, which her husband likes to talk about, you know, is high, maybe.
And the, you know, the when the astronauts, you know, when NASA's involved and all that, you can't just ignore solar radiation either. But he's right. That could be something we can get together on a NASA nerd night, because I am one, and talk about quantum physics and the new energy and Higgs boson and the God particle and all that, if you guys are up for, you know, some kind of cosmic quest night. You know, we can still try to make it a little fun because, you know, there's a lot of us NASA nerds. So, Janet, you said to you about...
What's more fun than
back.
Tantra?
I think Tantra's fun. People, of course, zero in on the sex part, and when you have... You were talking about lovers and when you're making love and you're moving the energy together and the physical manifestation of the balance of the masculine and feminine, and then you have your own internal masculine, feminine, and external masculine, feminine. So, you know, it's lovely to play with the energies and balancing it within yourself and with the apparent other. So that's what everybody tunes in on. They go, oh, tantric sex. But it's fun. Making love is part of life, you know, where people, human beings are capable of having sex and not doing it for procreation. there's some reason for it, right? Otherwise, we'd be like cats and dogs and we'd just go and eat.
Well, look at Wilhelm Reich. I think, you know, everybody should put the name Wilhelm Reich on their reading list and their homework. And here was a guy who felt that the human orgasm was essential to mental and physical health. And he was a contemporary of Freud, who we know has all sorts of crazy ideas, and Jung, of course, you know, they have crazy ideas. But I think we need to embrace Reich.
Well,
and
they
a
have
lot of
actually D2MS women, they would get into hysteria because they weren't having orgasms. So back in the turn of the last century, a woman in Victorian, you know, times, early, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, could go to a doctor, and the doctor would give her an orgasm, and then she'd go home to her husband, and she wouldn't have, this was called hysteria, and that was the treatment.
Yeah,
so,
crazy.
Fun,
that was only, what, 50
me,
years ago, right?
Fun in space is not necessarily sex, folks. I'm not trying to lead you down a interesting path because Jan and I have a different radio show for that, and we don't go into that type of fun. The orgone energy is sort of, you have to be careful of the accumulator, so we usually put a big warning sign because my show's about, you know, I have a lot of young teenagers listening, so. But Wilhelm Reich was rather, he was a psychoanalyst, folks, and he was actually considered one of the most radical figures in the history of psychiatry, and that is my specialty, Steve. So let's be very clear about Wilhelm Reich. He apparently loves Wilhelm Reich, okay, and I didn't really understand.
I think Wilhelm Reich is the big three. I think if you're going to wake up, you need to know about Tesla, you need to know about Reich, and you need to know about Victor Schauberger.
Okay.
So those are your homework assignments, everybody. Reich, Schauberger, and Tesla.
Now, you're going to have to be careful using that word homework because that is a no-no. When you tell people homework, they don't like that word, Steve. So in radio, we use a different word.
Due diligence.
Think of another word. Give me a better word.
Due diligence.
Suggestion. I'd like to suggest.
I highly recommend for further exploration to Google these names.
There you go. That's more
Google
fun.
It. Do your homework. Just Google it.
Yeah, Google it. That's what you can do.
Google it.
Google it. The kids
There's
like that.
There's great stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, because they don't like that.
R-E-I-C-H, Reich, Wilhelm Reich.
Well, okay. What about Wilhelm would you like us to know, if you could just cut space?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all,
what is so important about the... And,
aside from his feelings about orgasms, which I think are healthy, that's important. The other thing he was really learned about was the whole movement of positive and negative ions and how this affects people. And you know, you talked about your orgone accumulators, and he likes to call it good orgone and bad orgone. Some people call that good chi, bad chi, good energy, bad energy.
So you're teaching us how to talk scientifically, but present it to the younger generation to move energy around. But as long as we don't cross the line, because we're about educators, So, yeah, yeah, Steve, teach us this.
Oh, let me just say this.
Wilhelm
Reich was tossed into a federal penitentiary by the FDA for his beliefs and promoting his beliefs. And I believe he was crucified. And here in America, we don't like to think that they burn books in America. We like to think that only the Nazis do that. But they made many a bonfire of Wilhelm Reich's books, orgone collectors, and any of his paraphernalia. They tried to wipe him off the face of the earth. They succeeded to throw him in jail, and that's where he died. Now, the movement of creating orgone devices, this was something that sprung up after his death. This is based on his technology. But they have a thing called gifting. And if you don't know what orgone devices are, that's another thing to Google, O-R-G-O-N, orgone. Or is it G-O-N-E? Yeah, I think that's what it's G-O-N-E.
O-R-G-O-N-N-E.
But again, orgone is just another fancy word for chi or cosmic energy or Odin energy, whatever you like to call it. But
it's interesting that orgone is so close to orgiastic.
Oh, yeah, then there's a reason for that. That was intentional.
Intentional. Okay.
Wilhelm Reich sort of proposed that. It's, yeah. So he was, orgone was conceived sort of as a principle of the universe, but he represented energy he's one of the guys, okay? So it's regarded by the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. It's a computative energy that's a model for therapists, folks. And what it is we are working, Steve is a licensed massage therapist in California, and Janet, I don't know if you're a licensed massage therapist. I never asked you.
You're not licensed by choice, because once you go into licensing, you're agreeing to do the strategies of the government, and the government really trying to limit real true healing. So if we were a licensed psychologist, we would be limited in what we could do. We could not teach Tantra and be a licensed psychologist.
Well, Reich made this box-looking thing, folks. It was sort of like, I don't know what the material was.
I can tell you all about that. That's actually really important stuff.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell them about the box. I do not recommend this because we had children
die. What he learned, and this is really basic science, is that he would layer materials. He would layer a metallic, a non-organic, with an organic. So he would have, like, a wool mat, then a steel wool mat, then a wool mat, then a steel wool mat, and he put all this in a wooden box. Now, this sounds like, okay, what the heck could that possibly do? But what it is this is called the law of dissimilar materials, and this is the same way a battery works. This is the same way a capacitor works. And when you have a battery, you have a box, and it has layers of zinc and copper plates, and then you have an electrolyte solution. Well, because of the way these plates are stacked, it causes the electrons to move in one direction. This is the same thing that an orgone device does. This is the same thing that a capacitor does. You've got a ferrous and a non-ferrous material, and you make a sandwich, and it causes electrons to move. And basically, he realized that he could build a box and have these layers, and it would cause the energy to move in that direction. And an orgone device works the same way. An orgone device essentially is nothing more than a mixture of metal shavings and resin. In this case, the metal is the non-organic and the resin is the organic. And when you mix these two together, you have essentially a capacitor, something that acts as a storage vessel and as a device to cause the movement of electrons, or in this case, ions or orgone energy. And then he put a quartz crystal inside of this thing. Now, with a quartz crystal acts like people like to use in healing, because what it does is it causes the energy to essentially enter through the top and go into a spiral vortex pattern, and it takes random incoherent energy or lines of energy that are going in all kinds of directions and puts it through the crystal and comes out in a nice, clean, even pattern. And that's like an air cleaner. So the orgone material sucks in this energy from the universe, the crystal absorbs it and filters it, and puts it out. So that's what an orgone device is. It takes negative orgone energy and puts out good orgone energy. And the other thing that's important, and this is, I wanted to, when Tommy started talking about crystals earlier, quartz crystals and rose quartz crystals are special. They have special characteristics beyond the other crystals, and that is the ability to generate piezoelectric power. Now, a quartz crystal, if you squeeze it, it'll generate a spark. It'll generate electricity. And so if you take an orgone device and you put a quartz crystal inside of this thing, when the resin contracts, when it sets up, it actually squeezes the quartz crystal. And this causes the quartz crystal to energize. It causes it to create a piezoelectric field. So if you take an orgone device and you put it in front of a Carillion camera, and this is the same device that they use to look at people's auras, you will see that an orgone device will put out a blue aura just as if it was a living entity. So this is really cool technology, and this is Atlantean technology. This is stuff that we're bringing back. And you talk about zero-point energy. I really believe that the cosmic energy that flows through one of these orgone devices and flows through these crystals can be harnessed, if not just to harness that energy, but to harness the movement. So in other words, if you have a spiral of energy, say like a toroid of energy going through the center of a crystal, that's a cosmic motor. That's the same as having a rotor on the inside of a generator turning. So who's to say that we can't harness that movement of electrons to generate electricity in our third density? So I'm really looking
forward. Well, that's something we can discuss. It's piezo, and orgone that he's talking about is orgone.
Piezoelectricity is very, very important. Our bodies, it's because it's a natural electricity. It's generated by crystals. Our body generates it. And a while back, 20 years ago or whatever, you could buy a little device on the market which would introduce a little piezoelectric pulse into your body. And what you could do is you could use this on acupressure points and whatnot. And this was supposedly going to give you all sorts of wonderful health benefits. Well, needless to say, the FDA came down on these things really hard with a vengeance, and they went all over the country and collected them up and tried to destroy them. Now, whenever the FDA goes hog wild to try to destroy something like that, it's almost like it's like a witch hunt, and you can believe that if they're against it, it's probably something there that's good for you. And now, this is piezoelectricity. When you have these little electric lighters, you push it, clicks, there's a little spark. That's piezoelectricity. Now, rose quartz produces something called thermoelectricity, and that is if you hold it in your hand and you make it warm, it will produce electricity. So as it warms, it produces electricity. Now quartz, plain old white quartz, clear quartz, does that too. So regular quartz crystals have a thermoelectric property and a piezoelectric property. Quartz crystals have a thermoelectric property, and all the other crystals don't. Those are the only crystals that do that. Now, that's not to say the other crystals don't have value, because they do, and their value has to do with the color of their crystals, the wavelength. And we think of, what does a crystal do when you lay a crystal on somebody, you're trying to correct their chakra. What is a chakra? A chakra is essentially electromagnetic energy, or scalar energy in this case, passing through that point, and we associate it with a certain color. And all that means is that that particular energy passing through that point is of a certain section of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's a slice of the rainbow. So why do you use a colored stone over a chakra point associated with that color? It's because it acts like a filter. So when the light or the cosmic energy that's traveling through your body passes through that stone and into your body, the stone will actually calibrate the energy to that color frequency, and it'll help calibrate your chakra. And that's like wearing colored clothing. If you need to enhance, raise your vibration, go put on a nice indigo outfit. Take a bath in colored water. There's all sorts of different ways. They have light therapy where people will sit underneath colored lights, and this does the same thing. So there's a lot of crazy ideas coming out. And I want to bring up one quick point to help illustrate why this works. Now, in Russia, there were some scientists and they were doing an experiment. And I use this example in my Reiki class because this is another way of how we perform healing. What they did was they took a laser light, and the laser is a carrier. That's all it is. It's like a signal. We were talking about waves the other night, so think of that as a carrier. They shot the laser through an embryo. They had two embryos. One of them was a salamander. One of them was a frog. Anyway, they shined the laser through either the frog or the salamander, and then from that it would transmit through the one embryo and impinge on the other. So what happened, so in other words, it went through the salamander and onto the frog. Well, the frog embryo turned into a salamander embryo. You know, how does that work? Well, the thing is that the DNA of the first embryo basically adjusted the signal of the laser as it passed through it. So the laser carried that sine wave of that DNA signal into the other specimen and caused that DNA to receive that signal and modify itself and change into the other creature. And this is the same thing we do with healing. And this is also the same thing as what happens when we're going to pass through this photon belt. This is how the information works. When energy travels, energy goes in the opposite, or information goes in the opposite direction. And when information travels, energy goes in the opposite direction. And a good example of this is like in Reiki. When you hold your hand over somebody's body and you pass your hand over the body and you sense, you say like somebody's having some issue with a kidney or something, and you raise your hand over that portion of the body and say, you know, I'm sensing something's going on right here. That is, you're putting out the energy and the information is coming back. And by
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Because you're an energy person and you're new in radio, and you just ran 8 people out of my chat room. So what I'm going to tell you is I love what you're doing, and I love your voice, and I love Tommy's, but you and Tommy and Janet are all educators, and I love you, and I want you all working together. But we've got to do something about this radio show stuff, folks, because tonight's supposed to be about fun. I know all of us like to hear our own selves talk, but I'm going to give you somebody to work with. Cindy, are you there?
Here comes Cindy.
Is that you, Cindy?
I'm here.
Hey, are you in the
bathtub?
Don't
be mean. Are you being mean to our new friend, Steve?
I was being mean. I'm being mean.
So what if they leave the chat room?
Well,
maybe,
I want to educate,
you know,
but I want people,
you know,
to come
been,
back. I want them to
I've
like
watching,
them. And Steve's
listen,
learning.
I've been watching Ancient Aliens tonight. I love that
She's
show.
She's always my comedy relief, folks.
What,
yes.
Ancient Aliens?
You
no,
are.
But who, I'm comic relief?
Uh-huh, every night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's me. She lightens it up. Good girl.
Okay, yeah, lighten it up a little
bit. No,
these
but
men,
you
I tell
apologize.
You, I love them, but Jesus.
You apologize to Steve, Missy.
Okay, Steve,
DJ.
I'm sorry. I love you. And he's a chick magnet, okay? He doesn't have any problem. But he's in training on
sure
radio.
Look, I'm sure
this
he's
This is his
sensitive.
First time in radio, and he's learning. But what I have to do is I'm an old FCC licensed holder radio host show person, so I know what I got to do. And Steve is going to stay with us, and he's got a wonderful radio voice. I just don't need him to lean too hard towards tantra and sex with Janet and polyamory and all that stuff. But I also don't need him to go over into science.
By the
so
way,
far
I looked up that
Nancy
guy that he mentioned Tesla. And yeah, I wanted
I
to
liked
chime
it.
In and
I just
say
didn't
it's
like
O-R-G-O-N-E,
exiting my
but he
chat
mentioned
room.
Tesla. And but that other guy, he died in 1958. Sometimes my brain is just like mush and I don't feel like reading anything and I just want to like zombie out and watch the TV.
Yeah, well, folks, this is Cindy Mueller from Virginia. She is our Argonne National Laboratory, A-R-G-O-N-N-E person, because she knows about my going to University of Chicago and my certificates from there and the Argonne National Laboratory outside of Chicago with the United States Department of Energy and how much fun I am because I'm an actual NASA nerd, okay, and I just love Argonne. But now that is different from what Steve's talking about. And what this is teaching me is that Steve is going to have some breaks with pictures and PowerPoint, which he's excellent at, folks. He's got a I'm making it up, Cindy. Okay, he's got an excellent video. Steve, would you tell us the name of your
and
video?
And this is all for radio, mind you.
Yeah, this is radio, but he forgets. So Cindy and me and Janet, all of us, he's a chick magnet. His girlfriend of 6 years knows this. So, Steve, where can we go look at your body on the YouTube?
She's going to come to visit my webpage. Or I know, you could come to the Facebook page.
No, I want to see your video. I talked about your video.
Oh, well, there is a link
I watched a bit of your video.
All right,
you
there's two videos
eyes,
on
right?
YouTube you can find. You know, if you do a search on YouTube for Stephen D. Kelly, K-E-L-E-Y, or you can use my email, which is law17gun@aol.com. That will get you to my stuff over there on YouTube. There's a healing video and a lecture on Tesla. Nothing too spectacular, but...
Okay, I'll put in YouTube and look up your name. Is that how I do it, folks? We're going to look at
well,
YouTube.
Well, you can either use the name or the email.
Steve D. Kelly. Okay, so he is a licensed massage therapist, but you have to go to California. He's an older teacher. He's roughly my age, aren't you? Aren't you 58?
No, I'm more like 54, but now you're making me give out secrets. Jeez.
All right, well, 54, but he energizes and likes to think of himself as a 30-year-old, but he's somewhere in between
yeah.
Janet and Lessons, way left, way helping people that I would love to help myself because they help everybody. They're not particular. They help the GLBTQ and the... All these wonderful people in California and Hawaii, they're much more open than we are over here. So it's my job to try to keep 13 and above listening and staying in my chat room. But on the East Coast in the Bible Belt, which they can tune in because they love me and they know me over here. And Tommy is somewhere in the middle because he and Cindy are sort of from Jersey and educators. And
I'm
Cindy's
not from Jersey. I'm from New York.
Okay, New York. And so
I'm from Long Island.
Okay, and Tommy's from Jersey. Tommy, you from Jersey?
Yes, Jersey.
Jersey, what exit?
Jersey. She wants to know what exit. What is that? What do you mean you want to know what exit? When you're from Jersey,
Saturday,
you tell people your exit?
Saturday Night Live skit where they would say, oh, you're from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. What exit?
So you're serious. Well, now people are getting so funny. We love your people from Jersey. We got two or three shows, Jersey Shores and, I don't know, the Housewives of New Jersey and, you know, and Boston's Pock-de-Kai and Walk the Dog, you know, and all that. And I just love it, folks. So I'm just trying to bring the energy up again, you know, because that's something people want, Friday nights, you know, because Friday's more about fun and all that, so... You know, and we're all learning how to work with each other, so you have to forgive us. We're all not, we come on different nights, and Cindy won't friggin' pick one, and neither will Hugh Trawson. I'm starting to think it's an East Coast thing. So people, we're playing. Don't get offended, but you'll hear all these accents, you know. So anyway, Cindy, you know Steve, right? You know Janet. And I haven't had all three of y'all at one time on a show, have I? At one time, or have I?
Yes, you have.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We all have been on a show together. Yes, we all
even
have.
Even Tommy and Cindy and Steve.
Yeah, I think
yeah, we all have been here before.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, now Cindy, since you've got the last 15 minutes, always tell her she can't come on till the last hour, y'all.
Cindy,
she's taking her bath.
Hey,
I've got all these radio shows.
Hey, Cindy.
I got all these shows with Cindy taking a shower, a bath.
You didn't have to, if you didn't say anything, nobody would know.
Oh, come on. You can hear them in the back of my shows. Everybody can hear it. You know, it's obvious. She's a goddess. Her and Janet are goddesses. So they're going to do a goddess
show, a bath on air? Wow.
Yeah, I've never heard Janet in water, even earlier tonight.
What? Oh, I usually wash dishes. That's not real exciting.
Well, I was here in water tonight, so guys, just get used to
me.
It.
Me. I didn't do have water.
At the conference, we're going to put these big bathtubs, these old-timey ones, and put each one of them, saying, now we will present the goddesses, and they're going to be these old-timey legs, you know, those big white thick ones.
Oh, my grandparents had one of those with the legs. Those are so good. Those are so comfortable. But my bath is very comfortable
house
also.
The house that I grew up in, there's one up on the second floor. There's a bathroom. It
She might have taken it out, but when I left, it was still there. It had been there since the early 1900s. So.
Well, I had one when I was a kid, too, folks. So what we need to do is mention that Steve is actually intelligent. As you can tell, he's not just all
mm-hmm.
about the book.
Mm-hmm.
So,
first, Kim, since you apologize, Steve, do you accept her apology?
Apology necessary. She's the same.
Yeah.
She's the
hey, good. Now I feel better.
Okay. Yeah,
know
he's
what
a good guy.
For about that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So we'll all learn to play together. And Tommy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I didn't know if I hurt your feelings too, but you know, it's one of those things that radio is not television, and television is not YouTube. And all of these are friends of mine, I hope, by the time they leave tonight. I never know, folks. You always hear me. I say, I don't know who's going to show up. After last night's show, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm losing my people, you know. So I'm like, Fridays are a really busy night. And if somebody clears the chat room, I used to tell Janet, you cleared the chat room. She says, oh, God, what did I say? And what it is we'll get into our stuff and start teaching mode. And Cindy can tell you she probably bores herself because she teaches all day long, folks. And she is a teacher, and there's got to be some way to keep these kids motivated, but they have to get all this information out. And Steve is actually a teacher, and he helps a lot of people, young and old and in between, and he is a teacher, instructor, he can't help it. So I seem to attract these people, and Steve has written a new book that's going to be curious. I'm supposed to be working on it. Hurry up and get it done for the conference that David Farman's doing. So for a few minutes, real quick, Steve, why don't you tell us about your book and what this conference is about for David, because we've only got a few minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick, the name of the book is Lasers, Cavers, and Magic, and you'll have to get the book to understand why I named it that. But that's, that's basically how I went from being this very yang-oriented, altruistic technology person and turned into a metaphysics Reiki master type guy. So that's a big change.
Big change.
Now, the Alchemy event is going to be on the 17th and 18th in Los Angeles at the Olympic Collection Bank Center, or is it Convention Center?
You always ask me that. Why is that so hard for us to remember?
One thing in front of the computer. I know you have that information in front of you.
Okay. I'm looking it up for us, folks. By the way, David is becoming one of our best guys. I always see he's a follower of this radio show. So I imagine he's expecting to hear us talk about him. So it's Global Activation, Ascension, Awakening, and Transformation. It's called Cosmic Activation, and it's probably about gathering and networking of like-minded people, because he says so, I'm reading it, in order to bring new ideas, new ways of thinking, and new ways of organizing our affairs. There you go. He's trying to get organized, come into alignment with the accelerating transformation we see all around, with creating a new future for humanity beyond what is currently being programmed by cabal and elite. So there you go. That sounds like a Tommy place for you to be. Tommy is talking about getting organized, so you may want to talk to David. He's got several speakers for Friday and Saturday only. Saturday and Sunday. And it starts 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so it's pretty much a 12-hour day, folks, for 2 days in a row. And we're sort of learning that in the conference business, that people sort of clear out around 5 o'clock on Sundays. And I've done them here for years, too, even the festivals, folks. You know, it's really hard to get anything going after 5, so it almost starts being a little bit of everybody hanging around and doing photo shoots and, you know,
well,
getting to know groupies.
Well, that's what happened at the UFO 2012 con, because the way she did it was, Lorian and Michael Hall did it, Lorian Fenton, is they had a panel, so it was like the grand finale, this huge panel with everybody on. So that's one way of keeping people around till the end of the conference.
So if they want to hear all this analytical stuff, like me and Steve are NASA nerd types or government people, so that's when you have a panel and you get into the details. Is that it? You have all
the speakers and the exhibit, and then at the end. Conference, there's all these presenters, and it's more like a top-down, a front up in the front download. You know, everybody's strutting their stuff,
giving their spiel, and they got their PowerPoint presentations, and there's not a lot of opportunities for interactions from the audience. But it was about an hour to 2 hours, and people from the audience got to ask questions. And
well, what time was that, like 5 to 9 or something? Because we're going to have to stay over anyway, because we've got to stay over to go over to the IUFO Congress. So we'll actually have another day after Sunday, you know, to rest. But so we could actually stay late, Tommy, right, till 9 Sunday?
Yeah. They were there pretty late, and then, of course, you got to pack up the vendors and all that stuff. And so you'll have to find out all that stuff in the hotel when you get the room. But they usually are pretty good, you know. You can stay pretty much as late as you want on that Sunday. So they took advantage of it. Because you only had 2 days, you know, like the UFO Congress, they're going to have 5 or 6 days, so.
Yeah, they got a whole week or something.
Or they have a whole week, yeah, or whatever they're doing, so.
Yeah, and so I don't think Steve knows about that one yet. Steve's getting early indoctrinated with David, which worked out pretty good. Steve has been giving lessons and conferences and helping people and all that and having little groups, and he's going to be speaking. This is his debut, Janet, and Janet's debut as far as a big conference. She's been to many, many all her life, and she's had a lot of different groups together, sort of like Steve has, the same, not exactly the same groups, but basically energy movers. I'll be nice and say they're energy movers, but they're also educators. And then her husband is big into history for the Anunnaki, and I always like to plug him because he's a history major in anthropology, and he's from UCLA. And he also has a degree in psychology. Does he not, Janet? Give a plug in there.
Yes, he does. He's has a degree in anthropology and counseling psychology, and about 50 years of experience teaching on the university level and over here at the community college and private practice. And we've just had thousands of people go through our doors and in healing, you know, from a psychological standpoint. But, you know, it's all good stuff. You got to do what you can.
Okay, well, I think Steve, the baby.
The dance is short, and you're dead. So you got to do as much as you can for as many people as you can.
He's the oldest guy. Always, he's 72, isn't he?
Yes, he's 70.
Okay, he's the oldest one in our group that I promote as authors.
Yeah.
And I think Steve's the baby. Steve, I thought you were a lot older. I apologize. You're just a baby. You're in your early 40s, right? He's a baby. So,
no, I'm the baby. I'm the youngest in the crowd, I believe.
How old are you, dear?
I'm the same. I was born in 58, also like Steve, but
so you're both babies. I didn't
know.
We're
both a year of the dog.
You're my babies. Okay, you're my babies.
Dogs. Which year were you born, TJ?
Right.
Or do you want to know?
Me? Oh, yeah. I'm old. I'm an old soul. It's okay. Y'all can call me the old grandma. But I tell you who wants to be the grandma. She's 72. She's the same age as Dr. Lesson, is Phyllis Galday. So we don't want to leave her out of the group. She's in Minnesota, and we'll be doing a show with her. Let me mention her show over there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think it just completed. I'm going to tell you this, Steve. Bassett got a lot of attention because they named it the Paranormal Symposium, and it's not hers, but it's in her back door, and I asked her if she was going. I need to get back with her. But she knows how busy everybody gets. She does, too. She's running the oldest social or supernatural magazine there ever was, and she bought it, and she actually owns it. And her name is Phyllis Galday, and she owns Fate Magazine, folks. And believe it or not, she and I have become very good friends in spirit. I think we've had many past lives together. And she's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that's where they were having the Paradigm Symposium. And actually, it's, what's today, the 19th? Oh, my goodness, they're in the middle of it, guys. How could we not give them a big plug? It's October 18th through the 21st. So they still got 2 more days, and guess who's there? You will not believe this, folks. It's Paradigm Symposium in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's there. They've got the History Channel, guys. there. Intrepid Magazine is one of the sponsors, or the main sponsor. Fate Magazine is a sponsor. H2, Ancient Aliens, the series, Coast to Coast Radio, Edge Magazine, New Page Books, International Traditions, Bear and Company. So, you know, they're all working really good together. George Nouri, of course, is a speaker, Coast to Coast. The guy with the hair, Giorgio A. Tsoukalos, which all my friends here in the South love because they just think he's funny. And the kids hardly watch TV anymore, but they'll watch History Channel on him. That's the Ancient Aliens, okay? And then Chariot of the Gods, Eric Von Daniken. He's like a Zachariah Sitchin to us. Eric Von Daniken got George Nouri reading. Eric Von Daniken, or Donikin, and he's there with George Nouri, and George Nouri has given him many plugs on the History Channel. Linda Moulton Howe is registered as a keynote speaker. You've probably seen her on the History Channel. She used to be the dead cow lady is what we used to call her. If you know what I'm talking about, Tommy can explain it later. We've mentioned her many, many times on our show. She was out there in the West for like 30 years or something when the ETs, or they thought the UFOs or the government or Area 51 wanted to, they don't know if it's conspiracy or whatever, but she was chasing all the dead cows. So Ancient Aliens is Bill Burns. He has UFO Magazine. Oh, due to personal he's canceled. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. But he's from Pennsylvania, so we'll work with him over here with us and Janet and Louise and MUFON and all that. Philip Poppins is Ancient Aliens and a whole bunch more people I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't recognize. Oh, there's John Ventre. I know John. He's been on our show. He's the one that's helping us in Pennsylvania. So he's a speaker. So, yay, John. Good luck. And Paul Von Ward, he's one of our friends from Atlanta. Very, very famous, Paul Von Ward. And, of course, our famous Robert Stephen Thomas of Intelligent Intervention. Janet, did you talk to Robert Stephen Thomas with Intelligent Intervention when he was on our show?
I think so. Yes, I recall I did. But I don't remember what we said. That was too long ago now.
I know. It's like we have so many people on this show, so many wonderful authors. Thank you all. Steve, we got you on the symposium now. And, Steve, you're going to speak Sunday at 2:30, right, on the Alchemy event?
Actually, 10:30 a.m., just before lunch,
okay.
Right after David and just before lunch.
Okay. You asked where that was. So the location is the Olympic Collection Banquet and Conference Center. So we got to remember, we get these long things. Tommy's got the Grand Resort Hotel and Conference Center. So I think, you know, we have to put the whole name in, I guess. I don't know what the laws are, but it's Olympic Collection Banquet and Conference Center. It's at 11301 Olympic Boulevard, West Los Angeles, California, 90064. Now, I'm selling tickets for him, I think, on Facebook, on two or three Facebooks. Anyway, I need to probably put it up there again because we flip through and just add it. Janet's selling them. Tommy knows about it. I think he's going to get in touch with David about selling them. I don't know. We got 30 or 40 websites we can put them on if I can get David or Tommy or Janet or Cindy or somebody to help. But we all just need to get in tune. There's so many things we can be promoting. I guess, Steve, we may get you to make us a conference page and put them all on there or something. We'll work on that, okay? But Steve is our baby with Cindy, and we'll be helping Cindy get her Richmond, Virginia cosmic going. And Cindy, I know you're history and education, so I'm looking forward to reading your book about all your experiences. She's doing her interest lies with her Montauk. She was born on Long Island, and she's working on her own life story as a background with her past lives, and she is a Reiki teacher. Louise left, so good night, Louise. I guess she knows it's time to go. So we'll work with Louise as our anchor in Pennsylvania because Janet is in Hawaii. Tommy's in Hawaii. Cindy's anchoring.
TJ, aloha for now. Got to
run.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Okay, bye. Steve's anchoring for us in California. And I guess you got to go, Steve?
No, I'm standing by.
Oh, okay. Well, Steve is going to help close the show out. Tommy will, too. And Cindy always hangs around. But now, this is where I always ask people, Saturday and Sunday has been claimed already, folks, by Tommy. And so, Cindy, are you going to come back and work with Tommy? Here comes Louise back. Maybe she's got something to say. Hold on. Let me see if Louise has got something to say, and then we'll close the show out. Louise, I see you keep popping off and on. Did you have something you want to discuss before we leave?
Well, I just wanted to tell my sister that I saw our great-great-nephew, that Crystal had a little boy, and he's adorable.
Oh, yay. Crystal, what did she name him?
Let's see. Ramon Joshua Moss.
Well, welcome, Ramon Joshua Moss.
Moss.
Oh, Moss. Okay. Well, welcome, little Ramon. You were welcomed into the world in 2012. God bless you. I've got some babies that came the same year, one little boy and one little girl. So you guys are going to grow up together. How about that, Louise? We got three little kids coming to Earth in 2012. How historical is that? That's wonderful. These are brave little souls in our families. Well, so welcome. And Cindy, are you going to join us? I welcome you back tomorrow, Louise, if you want to work with Tommy tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is paranormal day, so, you know, we'll try to have some things to cover with paranormal day. He likes to have a lot of people on Saturday, and then Sunday is our spiritual day. If you want to discuss spiritual or spirituality, we're learning to separate all the spirituality from the spiritualism on Sundays. It's their Ascension Center organization day. So, Louise, if you call Janet in the next 48 hours, you know, if you guys want to play with us on Spiritual Sunday, you're welcome. So are you, Steve?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead. Tell us what about Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Sunday I try to keep it a little more open to different subjects, but I like to pull it all back to me, which is the only important thing in life is spiritual truth. And the connection to working with that. So, yeah, Sunday I'd rather keep it totally spiritual, and the paranormal part I keep more to Saturday because that goes into the creatures and objects and everything else that's part of the reality of this realm. So I leave it open both ways. But
okay, Tommy.
As
go ahead, Tommy.
People coming in on Saturday feel good to tell a story about Bigfoot, UFOs, you name it. Sunday, I'd rather keep it more focused to the connection to true spirit, to soul, and to the higher realms. I try to get out of the astral plane as far as talking about it. So that's the way I perceive it, and it's always open for discussion.
Okay, well, we've got about 28, we've got Social Paranormal magazines. I'd like Tommy to start promoting. Tommy, if you're going to, you know, help us on the radio show on Saturdays, and that's socialparanormal.com, folks. And Sunday is about ascensioncenter.org. It's our nonprofit group in the Awakening Awareness and Ascension of our Spirituality, Ascension Center Education. So, Wheezy, you may want to help us on Spiritual Day. That'd probably be your calling
yes.
to bring in your Latter-day Saint stuff if you have time, or you totally can't do anything on Sunday. I don't know your preferences.
Sunday I'm open.
All right, Tommy, she's open to help you on Saturdays, which would be good because she could start bringing in, I mean Sunday, because she could bring in our Pennsylvania people. Cindy, are you open on Saturdays to help Tommy because he's co-hosting the weekend? Cindy? Okay,
she
Steve,
went,
you're into paranormal. You want to do Saturdays, Steve, or that's your time for Kathy, really, isn't it?
Well, that's Tommy's time. I mean, if I stop in and say hello, I might, you know, do that. But, you know, we're going to let him focus on his...
I want him to start focusing on bringing in his conference people for the paranormal to the conference, like Sean David, Linda Moulton Howell. He knows so many people, Barbara Lamb, Carrie Cassidy. You know, Saturday's going to be pretty good, folks, because Tommy's going to be lining up all his paranormal. I think these are paranormal speakers, aren't they, Tommy? Go ahead. Sean David, if Saturday to come in. Now, folks, we're talking about Tommy heading up our group of people here. We are 50% Tommy Ascension Center Organization, which is ACO. So half of what we make goes to helping everybody else. So That's the ACO Ascension Center organization. If you're interested in joining our group, it's free. It's not a church. It's a faith-based organization on ascension, awakening awareness. And we don't really know. It belongs to the extraterrestrials, actually. They gave it to me. I channeled, manifested it in Hawaii. So Janet has Ascension Center Network. Tommy has Ascension Center Info website. And he's going to be updating that with all our conference stuff for the Sunday Spirituality. And Bryn, we have alienetufo.org for the paranormal stuff that both Steve and Tommy can work on. And Sunday's more about Ascension Center organization. And Janet's going to beef up her network site. And Tommy, I'd like you to beef up your ascensioncenter.info. Do you still have your way to get in there, Ascension Center Info?
Yes, I'll trying to get in there and work on that anyway. I was trying to do that half of the day today.
Okay, and I'm going to try to get Steve to help me with mine because I've got 30-some-odd. Steve, I'd like you to help me with a new news. It's a body, mind, spirit, so we can bring in this health and wellness, if you don't mind. And it's Ascension Center is the overall organization recognized by the federal government, okay? And it's also on GoDaddy. So remind me in the next few days, because I need to be working on everything, and you just let David know that we've got the Ascension Center organization, and Tommy, you do too, so because you two guys can talk to David Farman. And if David, if you want to call me, just, I've got 270-256-8945 or 270-256-7338. They're both unlimited minutes on self. No, I paid more, $69 more. Anyway, I got that new one, Tommy, you told me about, right? Unlimited minutes to run these conferences with AT&T. So I got that for us to use for business. All right, folks, is there anything anybody wants to say before we leave it with Tommy for tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday? Paranormal is Saturday, Sunday is spiritual, and we'll be here 2 hours, same time, same station. And I really did like your talk, Steve, personally, but I get so absorbed into what you're talking about, the Orgone, O-R-G-O-N-E, and piezoelectric and all that. That was pretty cool. So I really enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, Cindy. I really do enjoy Steve, and I would really love to have some of his classes. So just so you know. And, that was pretty good. I just was saying that because I realize every time somebody comes on, if they don't know, that was a shock for Tom, for him. But he took it well because I told him he's just sort of jumping in the swimming pool. But that's exactly what I did to Janet, and it just shocked her. But it makes you remember it, too, because, it happened to me. It happened to me. I was here watching it all. So that's just what happens, but we learn, and then we say, okay, well, let's juice it up some. So we mix it all up. All right. Well, Tommy fell off.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'll say good night, everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
Good night, everybody.
You gotta come up. Is that gonna be your thing? All right. Are you gonna do your other one to me, Steve? So.
Okay. Good night, Sannyasi.
Oh, thank you, Padawan. Okay, I love you too, and that's a sign of respect, people. It's in the business, the ET world, and somehow they grabbed it for Star Wars, believe it or not. But yes, and Josh Sannyasi is just a sign of respect, which he's being nice to me. He knows it's cool. And that was a little Billy Meyer thing that, some people frighten over whether it's fact or fiction, but that's okay. We don't care. I have hair where we're split down the middle usually, and it's long and white down to my boobies, So if I work out in the gym, I can still get one of those skinny suits, and I was really known for wearing jumpsuits most of my life. So that's where that came from, because we wear them on the ship, but they're webbed honest and silver. Okay, folks, so Cindy, you and Steve, if you want to, you're welcome always. We're 2 hours. If you want to, always, come in if you have time. The last hour is always best. That way whoever's sponsoring when it's not your show. But they also, a lot of them like you, you just have to talk to whoever the co-host is that night. A lot of them like to know that you're there. Now, Janet said Monday and Friday was good, but she always has to get off real quick. She gets on and gets off. So if we have anything to close out or anything we want to talk about, Cindy, I need you to start, you know, finding people that want to play with you in Richmond.
But you know, you never gave me a real answer, because there's a lot of people I would like to invite on. But I didn't want to invite somebody unless I knew for sure that you wanted me to invite people.
Well, then, okay, let's do this. Let's just do this. Are you committing?
Well, you know, so I have your permission to invite people.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do you call me or Steve during the week? Steve, is that okay?
Oh, she can call me anytime.
Okay.
Too early in the morning.
So call and pretty much book them in advance, and we'll let you be the educator. Can you keep a book for us? Can that be your job?
I mean, maybe keep a journal about everything we discussed.
Yeah, I don't want a book because I made a mistake of asking somebody, and then I forgot, and they would come on, and then they'd leave, or because they thought it was a book author interview. Those are different. That's one-on-one. So, Cindy, if you invite somebody, they pretty much think that they're an author and they're going to get a one-on-one interview with me. So you got to tell us which way it's going
to
be.
I would love to interview some of the people that I know.
Well, choose a night with Steve. Pretty much Janice claimed Monday and Friday, and she doesn't like panels.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cindy, I'll need you to work that out with her. Tommy likes panels. And so Saturday and Sunday's open. Steve, did you claim Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or you want to get Cindy to help you?
Well, I'm tentatively going to be available for all of those unless something comes up. You know, I get some hot commitment, but we'll continue to discuss these things prior to the show and the night before, and I'll do everything I can to be prepared for you.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Now, Cindy, I guess you and I will keep the bookings. I always have a book, even when I talk to anybody, right here in my lap. So, Cindy, please let me know if you have somebody. You now have permission officially, legally, with the Ace Folklife Club. We are the Ace Folklife Historical Society of Archivists, and we have an Ace Folklife. I'm sure you've seen it, Cindy. Have you not, our Ace Folklife Medallion?
I was just checking out for the first time the Associate Guides site tonight.
Okay. I think it's got it on the left, and we were talking about it. It's Clissoyn people. Steve is going to help me with the metallurgy.
Yeah,
okay.
Cloisonné.
Okay. Those were ordered by in 2003 for our first festival in Kentucky.
Again, I'm not sure. Cloisonné, I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Like when they make the police badges and what have you. It's essentially melted colored glass on silver or gold metal, but they call it cloisonné.
Uh huh. Anything to do with the cloisters? You know, is that
interesting? No. Just a method of making
glass.
An expensive jewelry, yeah.
Like,
where did it go? Maybe it's not this one. I thought it was an Associate Guides. Steve, which one has it on the? Which one of our people? I've got so many websites; it's ridiculous. I've got to get them all.
How
I can't even find the logo for you to look at. But anyway, on one of the websites, I can't.
How do you do it?
I've got there it is on. If you go to TJ Maher's Publishing, on the first page, right at the second row, Cindy, is the Ace Folklife Art, Culture, and Education. I would like you to run that book for our authors. So you would be doing me such a big help, as well as all the authors, Cindy.
Who do what?
Ace Folklife Art, Culture, Education. That logo is run the book for our book authors. I have so many I can give you to call and book them on which night.
Uh-huh.
Just let us know. We have 2 hours.
I lecture in the chat with people. You know that.
Okay. Well, the Ace Folklife, you'll run the DC panel out of Richmond, Virginia, and you can interview people. And we'll divide it up into hours, if that's okay with you, Steve. And we'll have an hour, and then we'll have them call in or whichever. I don't care. Whoever. Steve's going to try to co-host with me and help me personally. He chose that for ACO, which means the larger corporation. And Cindy, Ace Folklife is just the historical archivist group, and we have the speakers come on and talk about their books. and you can interview them about their book, if that's
mm-hmm.
okay.
I there's so many people that I have numbers. I'd like to call them and get
them. All right, well, we'll put you in charge of that. All right, well, folks, we're going to get out of here. I've got all kind of websites, but Steve said he's going to help me so we can start marketing all these magazines, and I've got to get him on as a webmaster. Or what did you say, Steve? You're going to be administrator or something? I forgot already. XO, isn't it?
Well, I think that's the position that you'd like me to fulfill, and I'm certainly going to do my best to do that for you.
Thank you. But he's going to help me with my California site and then anything he can do on computers. All you webmasters out there that know me and know we work with as many of you as we can. And, Steve, don't let me forget them. They're good people. They love me to help them with their webmastering, and they all promote hosting and all those tools out there. And we all use GoDaddy pretty much as our home base, and Steve's already familiar, so that's a heads up, y'all. He pretty much knows that. He's not familiar with WordPress, but we'll get him trained on WordPress because it comes simple. He is a HTML writer, so that's all our computer geek stuff. So, Steve, I'm going to have to help me get it category right. I've had everything on every night, Steve. It's whatever I chose to market and promote. So I'm going to try to get more organized on the 7 days, Cindy, and that's where you can help me. And Steve, you can Cindy can help me get who does what, and Steve, you can help me get organized in GoDaddy, if you don't mind, you know, because all these people like my websites, TJ Morris Marketing Media Management, and I'm going to actually go into managing media in 2013, but I've been sort of wrapped up in TJ Morris Entertainment Organization for all these years, and, you know, we help people with their music and their songwriting, too. So I'm just one of those people that I love people. I'm a people person, and I've got all these things to do, and each person that's in their genre wants all my attention. I have a paranormal romance group that I'm romancing. If any of you are interested in paranormal romance or Anne Rice books or The Twilight, you know, all that, we have a group on Facebook, and the lady is Bonnie Lee Elliott. She runs our paranormal group on Facebook. She's a well-known author, and she's actually making the front of the covers for a lot of our authors now. So that's Paranormal Romance Group, and if you go to my Facebook, you'll find where I'm a member of that Paranormal Romance Group, and her name is Bonnie Lee Elliott, if that could be something that you could possibly work out, Cindy, for me, is which nights we have our Paranormal Romance writers on. And Tom,
but
Steve,
are these
could...
paranormal romances, is this like people, human, women?
Yeah, they're
have...
human. There's
human
like
women
her.
Having affairs with extraterrestrials? Is that what that
yeah.
is?
Vampires.
Yeah?
A little more than that. Extraterrestrial time travel. Twilight, yeah.
But it's like steamy romance novels,
yeah.
but only with ETs and
Well, we have some. Here's the deal, Cindy. In publishing, we divide them up because we have a lot of them that are housewives that don't... see, I can't even talk about the radio show.
Through.
We separate them into paranormal, and then we separate them into genres as to how, what you said, hot, steamy romances. And then we have those that are almost to the porno stage that I don't deal with. See, I have people to handle that. Janet handles the polyamory, which I don't even deal with. I keep my tantra spiritual, and I keep
See,
my romance.
I think stuff with ETs is pretty freaky and scary.
Well, hey, mine are good looking, you know. Steve,
what's that?
Steve
Who's
is
looking.
You know, so it depends. You know, is your glass half
Never
full?
Saw
is your glass
a
half empty?
One.
You know, isn't it, Steve? Oh, if you go to AscensionCenter.org, as a matter of fact, Steve, if you have a chance, AscensionCenter.org. ASCEN folks, ascensioncenter.org, there is a glass half full, half empty. And the reason I'm saying that is Steve is all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ascensioncenter.org. So, Cindy, this will be where you can come in with Steve. You'll both be learning not only paranormal radio and spiritual radio together as you grow. I know y'all are teachers and you're instructors, but you're also going to be doing the student thing because we're all learning to work together. So as you learn all these things, you each know what you know, and what we'll do is we offer a different perspective. So if you two can go to Ascension Center organization, it's called Ascension Age Awareness Outreach. And if you two could help work together, we need to get all these people exactly what you said, Cindy, because you have a master's in education and history, but you don't know how to separate all the various books that girls read. You haven't had time to get into all those, right?
You know, when I was a kid, now I have dyslexia, and when I was a kid, I would only like to read factual things. I would not read novels. And I still
Oh, wow, so you do know something about that then, see?
Well, I still to this day have read maybe a handful of novels in my life.
Well, I never got into those books, so I had to hire somebody.
Like no.
I have a girl that runs that division, Bonnie Lee Elliott,
mm-hmm.
and then her husband is totally paranormal. He runs with me on UFO Digest. Our paranormal writers on UFO Digest,
mm-hmm.
in which I've been with for over 5 years. But I'm really neglecting that. But we have on Ascension Center, we have life coaching, areas of impact through life coaching with us, fulfillment, personal development, couples and families with Dr. Alex Sasha Lesson and Janet Kira Lesson. And so I'm going to get Steve, but it's hard to get even – it's hard to get people into coaching when they're already coaches, but he told me he was willing to be a student and a teacher. So he's going to try to ride the waves with me.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I think we're going to work together on the T.J. Morris Entertainment organization, too, because all my authors are sort of wanting to get into speaking, and I have a speech craft in the ACE Metaphysical Institute. So I guess, Cindy, I sort of need you to help me develop a school that you're like helping me, because we have to have a curriculum and we have several websites. And there, all these people are crossing over into each other's life now. So right here on the ascensioncenter.org, the only people here, and I would like to add you to if you want to be, it says mm-hmm. spiritual advisors and our ascension-centered reverends share the webinars and classes. It's Tommy Hawksblood, T.J. Morris, and Janet Lesson share weekly advice on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. This is 3 p.m. in Hawaii and 6 p.m. Pacific time. Life coaching, it's get over old patterns, do what you wish you would do, live a life you're proud of. And
you know what? You're so expansive like this because you had those near-death experiences, I'm sure. You tell me you had 3 near-death experiences?
Right, yeah. You can come on and help me, though.
So that's
but,
why you can see all the connectedness where a lot
of
people...
Well, you and Steve seem to have more in-depth about me than anybody, so maybe you two
but
can
we're
help.
We're both Year of the Dog, me and
what?
Steve. We're both the Year of the Dog.
Well, you're both indigos, right?
Probably. I've been told that. I've been told
yeah,
that
you,
I have
Steve?
Like a...
You're indigo, right? First generation?
Well, no. They change, you know, auras do change, but, yeah, for the most part, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know about all that, but that's something they can write about for you folks.
The dogs are very loyal.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you two can get to know each other, and then education-wise,
yeah.
You're both very intelligent. And Janet isn't much, and she's into it just... She's not much into she's a computer person, but she's not much about putting in the computer. And I don't know if Steve seems to be a jack of all trades. So he's sort of like me. And Cindy, you're the educator master. So if you can help us run this as ACO and the ACE Folk Life, that would be great.
Steve is a pretty good educator. I think Steve can stay with the story and tell it in a logical, organized way that everybody can pick up on.
Thank you.
Okay, well,
educator too.
All right. Well, so would you both like to be on this Ascension Center org? Because now this is a nonprofit organization,
mm-hmm.
and why don't y'all take a chance to look at it? And then I'm ascensioncenter.org, folks. Everybody can look at it for our counselors and our personal coaching, and they will be one of the sponsors at the conferences on both the East and West Coast. Anyway, Steve. So you may want to be involved with our nonprofit as well. So I'll leave that up to you, too.
By the way, TJ, as far as the East Coast, I'm also very close to North Carolina. There are a lot of people in North Carolina. And, you know, I'm somewhat close to Pennsylvania. So
wonderful.
I mean,
we'll set up a tri-state area. Okay. We have we cover depression, anxiety and stress, arguments, trauma, communication, trust, self-esteem. It says founders, Teresa Jeanette Thurman Morris, also known as TJ Morris, Jan Morris, married to Tom Morris. And it's got Ascension Center Consciousness Harmony Counseling, folks. So we're not a church. We are spiritual counselors. Mm-hmm. And it's an organization of ministries about talk, action, healing. And you can see we cover a lot of depression, anxiety, stress, arguments, trauma.
You know, there's
all
so many people who just need that little person to talk to. I remember as a kid they had this thing called, I think, Mid-Earth Switchboard or something. And, you know, there's so many people who just need somebody to talk to sometimes.
Well, you seem to be in tune and vibrating with this, resonating well, Cindy. So we're going to have to end this show, but I don't rush anybody into anything in a nonprofit because it's strictly volunteer work, folks, unless you're helping me. This is where our volunteers come, and then they get to, they help us set up the conferences and the locations. And if you two want to put a Reiki page on here for each of you for counseling, that's fine. I don't have anybody in California or Virginia. So we'll talk about that. Okay, guys?
You know what? Sometimes you give a little bit to the universe and it comes back to you in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of what we're doing here. I just didn't want to be a church. I just wanted to be a faith-based organization of people that will help. It's a ministry of ascension, and it's about raising faith, hope, love, light, and awakened awareness of our spirits. And I put, we celebrate being ET spirits. And we are those who from heaven came. So we share the ascension age as the golden age of cosmology and communication, and in epistemology and ontology, meaning words, as ascension intelligent beings. So we are going to share our intellectual ascension beings group and the star beings. And I think Steve has pretty well decided he is a star being, haven't you, Steve?
Well, we try to keep an open mind, and we never know for sure, but I think you're going to help me with that discovery process.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I didn't look at Steve's astrology at all, but he has such blue eyes. He's got to have some Pisces or maybe even Sagittarius in
him.
Yeah,
he's got beautiful eyes, and he knows that, don't you, Steve? He's trying to be humble in his Reiki stuff, and I keep cornering him. He's like,
Bill
stop
blue
it. You do.
Eyes.
But anyway, yeah, he's a beautiful person, and I think he's very deeply spiritual, and that's why he's been called to this earth at this time. So I see him as a star being, and, you know, that's great. So we do have that in our nonprofit, and a lot of people really say they don't want to be paid for their Reiki energy. So if people say they have, what we do is we have them put them in red envelopes and give them love offerings. That way we know what they are. But it's not really talked about in our homes or at our hotels and our rooms, guys. We just have a collection thing, and nobody touches it. It's a little basket by the front door, and we put it in there, and then our Reiki masters share it. Or if there's one-on-one in the homes and they book through the Ascension Center, then they get it direct. So it's just undisclosed, but we tell them that we like people to pay 20%. So that's basically a $20 bill for a healing, but that's not bad. You know, that's just a love offering if you happen to have one that week. So we organize that on Sundays if you're interested. And it looks like we may be bringing on board California and Virginia with our Reiki Masters, but that's under personal coaching and our counselors, and we'll be talking about that and putting some other people on board in various states. We also have fulfillment for body weight loss, health, fitness, and feeling great, and we do discuss relationships with dating, marriage, divorce, family and children, communications in the workplace, family conflict, difficult situations, romantic communication, skill relationships, which go with our ladies that read romance novels. So, yeah, as you can see, if you really look at all my websites and you know me and what I'm doing as a social networker in American culture, international relations, you'll all see Dr. ZZ. Steve, you talked to her tonight. She's under personal development. Dr. ZZ.
I said ZZ Knight.
Dr. ZZ, no, she talked to Steve tonight on the radio show.
I don't know
she
who that is.
Show.
I thought you were referring to ZZ Knight.
Her name is Zaza Toon, but she's she doesn't really like to put her name out there. She's a world traveler. But she assists with advice columns and shares astrology, reading charts, and nutrition. And she's done yoga and all that. She shares health and prosperity. So she's part of our personal development group. And, of course, everybody knows couples and families are Dr. Sasha Lesson and Janet Carol Lesson of Maui in California. And they had the polyamory in July of Northern California up around the San Francisco area. So we're all working together. You know, we're always negotiating daily with ourselves and undelivered communications with others. And it takes a lot of work, folks, because I'm trying to organize all these wonderful people. And I have diamondminds.co, and that's for my intelligent thinkers. I'm just going to be honest with you. These are my multi-level marketing. I don't make any untruths about it. Diamond
Mind. Are you a Palladian, TJ? I mean, it's
yes.
Like, this is me. Yes, a Palladian? Did you say
yes.
You were?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a yes. Because it just amazes me how you're in 20 different, like not 20, 200 different directions at once.
Yeah, I have to do a whole bunch of things at once. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a Capricorn with Aquarian rising, and I'm here on Earth to help all my light workers and truth seekers. But I also help the Andromedans on the higher level working with the galaxy next to us, because I know this seems like, you know, 100,000 years from now, but in ET space-time, you
nothing.
Blink. And no, this particular galaxy is being absorbed by the Andromeda galaxy. So they asked me to help over the next 2,600 years in educating people into that direction. So I am a lead.
Talks about that, too. I think it was Preston Nichols that he was talking about, like, one galaxy. Like, I don't know if it was the Milky Way.
Yeah, Milky Way, it will go into the Andromeda.
Another one, and that's like the god of the Milky Way was Jehovah. Like a more warlike god being absorbed by, I wish I could remember what he said, but it made perfect sense at the time, you know, more love-encompassing god.
Right.
Like,
well, I'm sort of like a Palladian helping the, because I told people that the people I worked with were from Andromeda Galaxy, so they all, you know, I always claim Andromedan too, because, you know, when you're at that level, you can be everything. So it's sort of like, how many past lives do you want to count? Thousands, you know. So the old souls and the Avatar Masters, and for those that have seen Avatar or Matrix, I just tell them, well, you know, it's like Avatar, because I'm in other places at one time, and I just step down into this body. You know, I step on my magnetic resonance down and try to work. You know, it's called galaxy inflation or deflation. You just have to be careful not to explode or implode on yourself when you're working.
Tell us
just these...
a little bit more about the Andromedans.
Well, we can on the weekend.
Show.
But, we've been off the air now. Well, I see we're still live. But
uh-huh.
It's really time for us to go. We went 30 minutes,
yeah,
33 minutes.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was saying it, that it's time to go. But remember to someday talk about that.
Oh, you want to go into, okay, well, Steve and Cindy, there you go. There's your first project. If you guys would like to work together on the Pleiadian and the Andromedan show for the Ascension Center. Sounds like y'all are already connected to this Ascension Center.
I can pick up what the Pleiadians are, but I can't pick up what the Andromedans are.
All right. Well, Cindy, all I'm asking is if you want to be a part, you know, I told you I don't rush anybody into it. So all I've heard is you wanted a personal connection.
What I really want to do is interview people. That's really
okay.
What, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And I think Steve already has some Reiki ideas for a page on the Ascension
mm-hmm.
Center. So did you hear that, Steve? I committed to her for letting her book people on the show.
I don't know if he's there anymore, but you say we're
he's
off the air.
On the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, I went and muted it again. Sorry about that.
Okay, you hear that
meat, he's making meatloaf. He's eating meatloaf.
He's making meatloaf. Did you hear just now, I was asking her about the Ascension Center, so I sort of felt like you had a Reiki page you could put on the Ascension Center.
Right. I heard all of that, and it sounds like a plan, so I'm sure we can, I'd like that. That would be great. Reiki's a good subject. A lot of people want to learn about it, so sure, that's like a good idea.
Okay. And then
and
on,
so
on
many
the same
people
thing,
just at this time just need to get that, you know, post-cellular, post-traumatic stress lifted off of them.
All right. Well, I think we need to make you a page on there, and I need you to talk to Steve about coordinating that for the AscensionCenter.org, Cindy. I don't know how to tell you to get in there, so I'll probably have to let Steve help you, and then you can keep that page up. All I ask is if you want to book stuff and you want to play, that you help us with to keep up that. Is that okay, Steve? Because I need to get Cindy involved.
Well, you know, the way
Cindy
it is with...
Cindy doesn't have that much time and energy, but Cindy will do...
Yeah, she doesn't. She says she doesn't do the pages, but she can at least give you the information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's fine. As soon as we get the FTP and HTML and all that set up, then we can add it as we desire.
All that's already there on the AscensionCenter.org.
Well, I understand, but as soon as I have the software that I can actually access your page and download the
You don't need that. I have a template and everything. It's real easy.
Well, great, but it's not on my computer. But we'll,
it doesn't have
we'll
to be. You just go into cyberspace. You don't do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look at that and see what they give you to work with. And maybe all it's just a matter of a password. But
yeah, that's all it is. Go, Daddy. All right, well, we're going to go, folks, and we appreciate all your helping us. And we'll get all this together. It just takes a lot of synergy, and we're trying to create unity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to working with you, Cindy. Thanks a lot. And just let me know you can get started for this weekend and call Tommy and me and Steve, and we'll be more than happy to look forward to whoever you book. Peter Moon would be nice. I've been wanting to get Peter Moon on the show, so... if you could just tell him your book and the shows and let us know when he can get to us, we'd appreciate it, okay?
I have a few other people in mind.
Okay, well, whoever, that's fine. All right, we'll look forward to you, Cindy.
Other people by you before I invite them or just invite
them? Yeah, they're on Facebook, but I can't think of who they are. I apologize, folks. There's a lot of people ahead of you, but unfortunately I haven't had a chance to book them. So, Cindy, I'll just have to get with you on Facebook and tell you who they are. You know how it is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Steve would tell you, he's been talking to you on the phone.
I'm probably friends with them, too, and probably know them also.
Yeah, Steve can tell you. He's been on the phone when I've been going hitting, having people hit me going, you said I could be on your show and talk about my book and all that.
Isn't
Cindy,
it so funny
how
circles are
is.
So small?
Huh?
Isn't it so funny how circles are so small?
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I wish you could read my Facebook messages so you could just book them off of there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll get on Facebook together, and I'll pass you their names, and you can befriend them and then say, you know, hi, I'm Cindy, TJ's friend, and we're booking, you know, authors for her, helping her because it's we're trying to coordinate or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll get you involved. Thank you, Cindy, for offering. That was very sweet of you. I'm very humbled by your offer.
Uh-huh.
Yours too, Steve. Yay,
have a good night, Steve. Have a good night, TJ.
Yeah, we're growing. We got Cindy to book in the authors, and we got Steve to help me with the web pages. Yay, we're making progress.
And also peace and love to all our listeners and people.
Yes, thank you, guys. Love you. We'll be here same time. I told you it'd be better tonight than it was last night. See? I love you, Steve. Thank you.
Love you all. Circle of love.
Love you, Cindy. Love you, everybody. Love and light till tomorrow night. We're just going to click off, so no music because I went way over. Okay, good night,
folks.
Good night,
John Boy.
Good night.
Bye.